The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Wake up, Domi!
We bring you this special radio broadcast.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I hate Mondays.
I don't work Mondays.
Say what?
Talk about a case of the Mondays.
Listen, I say we don't air this show.
What are you talking about?
As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on.
I'm about to have a
two different things.
An attitude on your face.
Well, bring it. Let's do this right now. Come on.
I don't want to fight you. It's not even 9 o'clock.
You can't say that in a fight.
He's not a Monday guy.
I'm not crazy about him either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
Are you ready to go?
It's too early. You can't just back out.
No,
you know, it's not even 9 o'clock.
You can.
Look, I need to wait.
Most fights happen after school over by the pine tree.
Happy Monday to each and every one of you.
Let's get this radio show up and running. Shumpert trying to stay with Curry, catches one dribble, steps back, puts up a three, won't go, rebound tip taken by Spates, final seconds, it's over, Cleveland is a city of champions once again,
Cleveland rocks,
Cleveland's long sports nightmare has ended, the drought is over, 52 years. Time to celebrate
52
the title.
And the
emotions
years.
For LeBron James,
man,
who delivers on his promise.
That's enough. That's enough.
Oh, man.
Goodness sakes. Well, someone lost a bet.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Who lost? I forgot. I forgot who was going for who.
I don't want to say.
You know, you were pretty confident.
What?
I was trying so hard to back out, and you were like, no. You kept forcing the issue. Come on. If you don't come up with something by the end of the show.
No.
We're betting here.
No.
I was like.
So confident.
I was like, I don't know. And I was nervous because it was in Golden State's home.
Yeah. Nobody in NBA history.
Yeah.
Has come back from a 3-1.
There was
a
lot against me.
A lot.
A lot. A lot of trash.
How do you feel, Dex?
Spoken. Nobody believed
me.
That's how you're feeling.
That's a little taste of how I feel this morning.
Okay.
Gosh, speaking I feel like
taste,
I lost my voice.
Man.
My voice all right?
I hear it.
From screaming at the TV?
I hear the strain.
Or screaming just now, or both.
Lando and I were just freaking out.
Poor Lando.
Oh. Yeah, 52 years. Cleveland sports fans. Finally.
Good job.
After 52 years. That's crazy.
52. Man. That was just crazy when they were talking about it last night.
Yep.
Bron cried.
Man.
Bron cried hard.
Mm-hmm. Bron did cry hard.
Chrissy says I'm not allowed to get a LeBron jersey because as soon as it ended, I said, I'm buying that jersey right there. The little V-neck with the C. Go Bron for life.
It. No, you're not.
Bron.
I swear, if you show up with one of those jerseys on, oh,
I'm a fan, man.
You're a fan.
When did you start going
now.
For LeBron?
Yeah.
Probably not until the finals. I'm trying to think. I was happy when he went back to Cleveland, when he was like, I'm going home. Mm-hmm. Going to win it for the hometown crowd. You know, and it's like, hey, man, dude's from Ohio. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But I wasn't necessarily like rooting for them throughout the playoffs. I didn't think they had a chance.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I was really excited when all of a sudden it was like they were making a comeback.
Mm-hmm. It was such a
series.
Great game. Last night, LeBron James and the Cavs defeated Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. 93-89.
Kyrie Irving put on a show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He is unbelievable.
He was incredible. It was so fun to watch.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
Get this, Tao. The game was tied 89-89.
Oh, man.
4.5 minutes left to go. It stayed that way until Kyrie Irving hit a clutch three, put the Cavs up with 53 seconds left. Curry tried to answer. Curry just stunk it up.
Oh, no. It was tied 89-89 forever, and everybody's going, nobody's going to score. And then there was this crazy fast break, and it was like Steph Curry and Iguodala going down, and it was about a minute and three left, something like that. And Curry passes, Iguodala passes back, and back to Iguodala, and Iguodala goes up for like this layup, and LeBron James out of nowhere, like you didn't even see him in the screen, was like booking it from half court the entire time with determination and championship in his mouth, and just flew out of nowhere and blocked the layup.
Dang.
Kept it tied, and then Kyrie delivered that three. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
You know what? Hey, LeBron James, congratulations. I take my hat off to you, sir. I became a little bit of a fan.
He, dude, you know, he showed up last night. It was like, this is clutch.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Yeah, he had 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists.
That would be a triple-double, my friend.
And that didn't include his two steals and three blocks.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He was a monster.
Here he is. His big speech.
When I came back, I gave everything that I had. I brought my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game. And against all odds, I don't know why we want to take the hardest role, but it's nothing a man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude. Like, instead of saying, why me? They're saying, this is what he want me to do. And, Cleveland! This is for you!
I did kind of feel bad for them that they had to celebrate in the Warriors.
And
stadium.
Everybody's just staring at them like, I spent $47,000 for this ticket.
Yeah, speaking of that, StubHub sold a pair of tickets to the game for $99,000.
Yeah.
Wow. The highest ever on the site. And eBay then sold a pair for $112,000.
Jeez.
Just to go watch that final game.
Imagine, I was thinking about this last night, watching as Cleveland was celebrating, and all of the Warriors fans just like stunned. Imagine being that fan that spent like your life savings because you just knew your team was going to win the championship.
Yeah, man.
Just.
Well, you got your money's worth because it was a great.
It was incredible.
Amazing game.
Yeah, but a fan of Golden State is not going to be like, yeah, no, you're right. I'm so glad I saw that. Yeah. It was so worth all of my money.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Yeah, Draymond Green, he was the one, was it the last game? Or no, two
he
games
was suspended
ago. He got
game
suspended
six.
For for hitting LeBron.
Yeah.
And he went to the locker room. They said he went to the locker room after the game. And then he was about ready to sit down, and he was like, you know what? I gotta get up and go and tell these guys they did a great job. Got up, left, found LeBron, and just told him that he had an amazing series, gave him much respect. Same with Curry, did the same thing.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. The Warriors went back out and said, that's cool.
Yeah, giving him hugs and everything. And
that was good. Yeah. That's good.
Kind of like a WWE match.
That's the part that wasn't written into
that
the script.
Wasn't, yeah.
That was ad-lib.
Yeah, that was. It's like after the main event at WrestleMania, you know, you
want to
give
that,
props.
Speaking of WrestleMania, did you see what happened on WWE last night?
Oh, Money in the Bank
did
was last night.
Did you read anything about it?
I didn't.
Okay. Play the wrestling music, Dex, because I got the big news.
Oh, man. All right. So let me get to it here.
The wrestling music?
Play the wrestling music.
Which, by the way, shout out on the live line. Somebody said, you guys are so awesome that for the first time in my life, I found myself looking forward to Monday. Also, time to eat some peppers.
Nope. Tell that person to be quiet.
Oh.
All right. Thank you. Oh. So last night, Money in the Bank, right? Roman Reigns, reigning heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Faces Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Seth Rollins wins.
No way.
Then somebody cashed in. Dean Ambrose comes
no
out.
No way!
And beats Seth Rollins.
Wow!
Dean Ambrose is the heavyweight champion. All three members of the Shield. You remember the Shield? All three members were heavyweight champion at one point in the night.
That's crazy!
I know.
My boys are going to lose their mind. I didn't say anything to them. And I will not. They were like, can we watch? I'm like, oh, man, let's pretend like that's not happening tonight.
Oh, man, look at the sky.
So on the way home, I said, we'll watch it. We'll watch it, I promise.
Well, I hope I didn't just ruin him for it.
No, they're still asleep. Are you kidding me?
That's totally.
That's incredible.
That's what happened.
Dang. Man. Dean Ambrose. Oh, WWE.
Well, today is the morning that I will follow through.
You will.
With the bet that was thrown down on Friday morning.
You're a good Golden State Warrior. You're being a teammate.
That's right, man. This morning, I will be eating a habanero pepper.
This is your doing, by the way.
This is all my doing.
I tried to change it. I tried so hard because I was scared and hesitant, and I just didn't think Cleveland was going to do it. And I tried.
But
you were so confident.
Man.
He said, no, this is the bet.
Now I have, let's see here. How many do I have?
Oh, my.
I have four habaneros. Now,
why did you buy four?
You know, just in case somebody else wanted to. You
know. Dude, nobody else is going to do that.
Now, your delicious, sweet habanero pepper. They're so delicious.
Delicious.
That's right. And, you know, once I take a bite, you guys will want to snack on one as well. 7:30-ish. 7:40.
Okay.
I will do the first part of the bet since the Golden State Warriors lost.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'll eat all four. So I don't know.
No, you will not. I don't want you to die, man. I want to smell them.
Now, what are you going to do, Steve-O? Because you know I have heart problems. What happens if
honestly thought about this last night?
My heart starts to...
heart starts beating.
Starts to
your
crash.
Heart starts beating.
Oh, my gosh.
Does it smell hot?
Let me see them.
Does it really smell hot?
They smell delicious. Honestly.
Delicious? Yeah. Give me those peppers. Let me look.
So hot.
Oh, I didn't want to touch near my eyes. What am I doing?
They smell like a plastic bag.
They smell so good. Don't put your head.
They don't smell like anything.
They smell. Don't put your head in the bag.
Don't put your head in the bag.
Because the oils will get in your eyes. Oh, you're so dumb. Oils are going to get in your eyes. You're going to die. Dude, you can't. You guys aren't having
oils
a reaction.
Will get into my eyes.
Huh?
Come on.
You guys aren't feeling that?
No.
Oh. Maybe you're stuffed
up. If you're watching
up
on the webcam, you can see that we got the habaneros.
Yeah.
And make plans to meet us back here around 7:30-ish, because around 7:40, I'll be chomping down on one of these habaneros. And then what's the second part?
The second part involves, did you bring another shirt? Do you have another shirt? This is the shirt you're wearing?
This is the shirt I'm wearing.
I've got a shirt in there I think you can wear.
No, I'm wearing this one. If I have to suffer, you guys have to suffer.
Dex!
No!
I told you to bring another shirt.
No, you told Steve-O, because we thought Steve-O was going
to lose. That applied to both of you.
No! Gosh!
Second part involves this little spray that Daniel got, DJ Bossman Dan. I don't know where he found the spray. It's called the Kakaboo-Boo Spray.
Kakaboo-Boo Spray.
It's gross.
Do
it's
not
probably
be
the worst smell.
Misled by its name. It's the worst thing
it's
you can
It's literally
imagine.
The worst smell. You'll ever smell. Here's what sucks, Dexter. You're gonna have that habanero, and it's gonna cause you to like breathe differently, and then you're just gonna start inhaling the spray, and then you're just gonna throw up.
Just focus.
This is your fault, man.
My fault.
Just kept hammering away that we had to bet on something.
Man, should have went with the makeup idea.
I tried to get us out of it.
Big show this morning, you guys. Huge show. Let's kick it off today.
Do it.
It's June 20th.
June 20th.
Guys, it's the first day of summer.
Is it? It feels like it.
Oh, man.
Dude, talk about summer heat. It's nuts.
Last night, I was kicking it with some bros for Father's Day, man, and we were in the back, and I learned a new game.
No way,
it was pretty great, bro, until the moment where I took a frisbee to the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, took a frisbee to the face last night, guys. Can you, I don't even know if you can tell. Is it? Does it look like I'm wearing?
Let me look at your face.
A little bit.
Don't touch it. Yeah, it might get a little, just barely.
Dude, straight to my eye because I was like super confident after Cleveland won. I was like, I'm gonna one hand this frisbee. Oh no! And it went right through my fingers. Boom! Right in the eye, and everybody lost it. They thought it was hilarious.
Today is the solstice.
Ah, summer solstice.
That's right, man. We're looking at 14 days until the 4th of July. That's right, everybody. That's right.
Celebración!
That's not how you celebrate the 4th of July.
Freedom!
That's right.
What?
It's freedom. We are very excited for our freedoms.
For our freedoms.
We're going to light stuff on fires and celebrate our freedoms.
Okay.
Oh, great. Oh, man, you're not supposed to light those in studio. I mean, come on.
let's see here. Allison Porter, our correspondent.
She calling in?
Who hasn't returned our phone calls.
Yeah.
She's celebrating a birthday today.
Oh.
Happy birthday. How old is she?
Allie P.
33.
No, I thought she was like my... I'm going to say she's like 36.
35.
35.
Lionel Richie. Celebrating today.
Hello. He is
68.
Yeah, I was 65.
67.
Ah!
Nicole Kidman, how old?
Oh,
she is so beautiful. Have I told you guys? Yeah, Dex, have I ever told you the story? Dave and I, when I lived in Nashville, Waverly Dave, we went to a movie at Green Hills Movie Theater. And we were standing there in a line. And I'm just talking, not paying attention, because I was like, what show, blah, 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 seriously, just living my life. And then Dave was being really quiet. I'm, like, talking to him, and he's not answering, so I just keep talking, thinking out loud. And then, because there were two movies we were choosing to see, or choosing, whatever. And then some people shift, the line shifts, we get up to the ticket counter, and then Dave starts like nudging me with his elbow like fast. Boo, 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 boo. And I was like, what? And he said, did you not see who was right in front of you?
Oh, man.
And I said, no. And he said, that was Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. They were right in front of you.
Man.
And you wouldn't shut up. And I was like, no, it wasn't. And he said, go look. And so I peeked around the corner, and I didn't see anybody. He was like, they just went in. I peek around, and I'm like, there's nobody even. And then she walked back into view, and I promise you, it was like I was looking at an angel.
Really?
Yes. I was like, I gasped out loud.
Nobody recognized him except you guys?
No, a lot of people did. Yeah. It's just we were the idiots freaking out. And it was just like, oh, my gosh. I've never seen somebody that beautiful. And then old Bobby Keith Urban comes walking into frame, and he comes up to about her hips. I'm not kidding. He was very short.
Yeah.
He comes up to my shoulders.
Oh, man.
Seriously. He's a short dude.
Are they still married?
And she's tall.
Yes.
She's taller than me.
Man.
And I'm not like crazy tall, but I mean, he's at my shoulders and she's taller than me. There's a pretty big height difference.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and that was when you realize every guy has a goal, and that goal should be to marry a woman out of your league. And that's when you realize that Keith Urban has done it.
He did it.
Yeah. He did the pinnacle.
He lived it.
Yeah.
The pinnacle of that standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that to say, she is 43.
Ah. 41.
49.
Dang. Whoa. Still beautiful. Beautiful.
On this day, way back, Benjamin Franklin thought the turkey would be a more appropriate symbol and wrote to his daughter from France, "The turkey, in comparison, is much more a respectable bird."
Then what?
That's all it gave me. I have no idea.
I mean, instead of like the bald eagle?
Maybe. Mm. Wow. Maybe he wanted, maybe we should be eating bald eagle right now instead of turkeys. I don't know.
No, that's illegal.
Well, yeah.
In America.
41 years ago in 1975, Steven Spielberg started the whole summer blockbuster phenomenon with the release of Jaws. It was the highest grossing film in movie history, earning $260 million in the United States until Star Wars came out.
77. Star Wars.
They made $307 million in the U.S. Man, my stomach is just growling.
Man, you ready for some peppers?
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry. Might need to do this early, guys.
Speaking of making stupid amounts of money, did anybody see Finding Dory this weekend?
No.
Because apparently the world did.
My sister tried to take her daughters, Eva and Emma, by the way. Today's Eva's birthday. She's 10.
Oh, that's cool.
And Henry, our nephew, tried to take them to Finding Dory. They had to go see Angry Birds.
Because it was completely sold out.
Completely sold out.
Did you see how much money I made this weekend?
Yeah, I saw it. You know I did.
130 something million.
It's crazy.
Highest opening for an animated film of all time.
All
right, big show this morning. Ginormous.
Huge. The huge show.
We will talk about a transgender teen male who is running track and field.
Mm-hmm.
This transgender teen male beat all these girls, and people are freaking out.
Because he thinks he's a girl.
Yeah.
And he won.
Transgender male that wants to be a girl. Ran, what was it? Looked like the 100 meter?
Yeah, it was a track and field meet.
Gotcha.
And he won.
Are we sure this is a good conversation for me to be a part of?
It's a Monday.
I mean, I feel like say some things.
It's worth talking about. It's not worth getting heated about. There's plenty of heat outside.
Heat?
As much as there is. And yes, heat, track and
like
field.
Track and field. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's worth talking about. Because this is going to be a situation that we encounter more and more.
Yeah. Also, good parents or bad parents coming up. A New Mexico family punishes teen by making him live in a tent.
Whoa.
Good parents, bad parents.
Making him live in a tent.
Can we go back to the transgender male? I totally missed a hurdles joke in there, and I just
you did.
Can I just please?
Nope.
Well, hold on to that one, Steve-O, because we'll discuss it coming up.
Jumping the gun.
Hey! Yes!
It's good.
I know you had a question, Steve-O, about borrowing something.
Yeah, last night hanging out with some friends at a little Father's Day BBQ, and wouldn't you know it, you buy something for your dad, but only because you want to borrow said thing. What is the wait time? Is it like the government when you're buying a gun? It's a 7-day wait period.
We'll talk about
the over-under on that.
The live line is open, 585-LIVE. You can text us. You can call us, 338-3700. When we come back, Tay will check the roads, we'll do some headlines. Good morning.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
What's going on in the news today?
The NBA championship.
Finding Dory coming in at number one with $136.2 million, making it the highest grossing animated debut of all time.
Great idea. You take me to find him.
Anton Yelchin, best known for playing Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies, has died. The 27-year-old killed by his own car as it rolled backward down his driveway in Studio City, according to police. National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre saying more gun control is not the answer.
Every American needs to start having a security plan. We need to be able to protect ourselves because they're coming.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying she owes it to the American people to put restrictions in place when someone wants to buy a gun.
And I think the American people deserve us to take the greatest amount of time and scrutiny that we can in the important decision of whether or not someone who's been implicated in this matter should in fact be able to buy a firearm.
In Canada, the mayor of Montreal has announced a plan to ban pit bulls.
Wildfires in at least four western states and Southern California. Crews have made gains against the Sherpa fire near Santa Barbara, but crews are concerned about the heat wave in the desert southwest, where fires are also burning in Arizona, Utah, and central New Mexico.
Good morning. 6:38.
High today of 100 degrees, guys.
Hundy, take those high temperatures and you can stuff them. Nothing happening on the roads right now. Doing great. That's a really good track.
Traffic!
Today is the first day of summer.
And I remember how you loved me.
Yeah!
The time was all we had until the day we said goodbye.
How about summertime. It's actually nighttime.
Man, I'm about to download this song right now.
That's a good one.
That's a good man. So that's good. What you want driving down the road.
So good, man.
Woo. In the summer night.
Rest in peace, Richard Marx.
He's very alive.
He's alive, man.
I don't think so.
He is still alive.
No.
Yeah, dude, he's super alive right now.
No. Haven't heard from him in years.
Oh, what? Man.
Big show this morning. You don't want to miss it, because coming up around 7:30, you're going to want to hit the webcam. If you go to star88.fm, you click watch now. That'll bring you into our studio. Mm. I lost a bet. Steve-O, go ahead and tell everybody what I got to do.
Well, shout out to the Starmie. Trying so hard to save Dexter. We had Loser has to shave his legs. We had Loser has to wear makeup.
Oh, my goodness.
Tam gets to do it. We had all these great ones coming in from listeners. But you, sir, said Loser has to eat a habanero.
No.
And I was like, whoa, that's hot. And it's too early in the morning. Maybe you can down it with your breakfast burrito from Solomon's Porch.
This is going to be awesome.
Maybe we can cut it up and just put it in your burrito.
No!
Get it together, man, okay?
Well, last Friday, I was talking a little trash because I thought Lil Bron Bron.
Bron Bron. Bron Bron.
I only read the King James Version now.
Okay. Come on. Come on, with it. Come on.
Yeah. I said, I think they're going to win. And you were like, there's no way, bro.
Yeah, right.
This never happened, bro. No team has ever come back in the history of the NBA Finals ever to win after being down 3-1.
Yeah, not going to happen.
It's in Golden State, blah, blah, blah. And I said, fine. You're like, Loser has to eat a habanero. And Starmie members were like, what about that poop spray?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
Okay,
Loser has to spray their shirt with that poop spray. Am I right or am I right? And I'm like, I don't know, man. This is a terrible idea.
Man, we have
a meeting with Chip afterwards.
Oh, let's
like,
do it now.
Our
guys.
Boss.
I
just don't think this is a good idea. And you're like, we're doing it. Oh, you chicken? Oh, what are you, chicken?
Chicken.
And I'm like, fine. Fine, man. I'll do this. I'll take the dive, knowing full well I was going to lose.
Yep. We all thought that.
But I didn't lose.
Good thinking, dude. Bron Bron prevailed.
Yeah, he sure did.
Kyrie Irving was like, man, mm-hmm. Steve-O ain't going out like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Cleveland won it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to the Cleveland Cavaliers for making my dreams come true.
Amen.
No, not bringing a championship to Ohio after like a 52-year drought.
Mm-hmm.
Just me not having to eat a habanero at like 7:40
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in the a.m.
Yep. So tune in. You can watch it happen live. Around 7:30-ish, 7:40.
I will definitely be Facebook living this on our Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Very excited.
Can't wait. We got a bunch of other things happening this morning. We'll talk about that coming up. But let's jump into some headlines, because a lot of things happened over the weekend.
Sounds like somebody needs a fresh diaper.
Okay.
I don't know about that diaper thing. Finding Dory had the biggest opening ever for an animated movie.
Ever.
Everybody knew Finding Dory was going to be huge, so this really isn't such a big deal, but the movie had the biggest opening ever for an animated movie. $136.2 million.
That's crazy.
Man.
The record had been previously set by Shrek the Third at $121.6 million back in 2007, almost 10 years ago. Finding Nemo had a $70.3 million opening in 2003. Finding Dory found the money.
Yeah.
Here are the top 10 for the movies this weekend. Number one was Finding Dory. Number two was Central Intelligence.
Oh, no.
What is that?
That's The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Oh, that'll be gone in a week.
Yeah.
Number three, The Conjuring 2, which actually went up 71, it's up to $71.7 million in its second week.
You guys see an old guy died watching that at the theaters?
No. No, is that real?
No, yeah, he had a heart attack and died.
Dex, are you sure?
Hey, I read it this morning.
Yeah, you read it. Did you read the rest of it? Because then it says, and then disappeared.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if that's real. Oh. I'm checking.
I just read the headline.
I did see that somebody did die during The Conjuring 2.
Body disappeared.
His body disappeared.
But he's dead.
It faded into vapor, Dex.
He didn't get up and walk away or anything. I mean, he died.
Right.
Foof.
Let's see.
Wait, now that's real.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What happened?
Oh! Hey, that's scary, over.
Is this real?
That looks real.
Could this
scary,
really be
over?
Real? Unnamed 65-year-old male collapsed from chest pains at
what's
a cinema.
Doing?
It's in an Indian state of Tamil Nadu as the film reached its climax.
Oh my god.
The man was rushed to a nearby hospital where he later passed away.
Dude, don't go see scary movies.
Times of India reports that a strange turn of events then followed after doctors sent his body to Tiruvannamalai Government Medical College Hospital. Both the cadaver and the person tasked with transporting it both went missing in the process.
Whoa! Huh? Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Okay. It's believed that the unknown person may have possibly absconded with the body. This is real.
What?
Fresh news is yet to be reported on the subject, but we're sure that when it arrives, there will be a perfectly rational explanation as opposed to the thoroughly creepy supernatural forces one that we're thinking because he was at The Conjuring 2.
Perhaps the answer will come someday
soon. Thank you, Robert Stack.
When the skies open up over another small community and the blobs once again fall to earth.
Dude, I've got to get some unsolved mysteries action in my life.
Yeah.
You too, man.
Yeah. Guys, this is real.
Other notable releases, you had Now You See Me 2, Warcraft, X-Men Apocalypse, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Me Before You, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and coming in at number 10, Captain America Civil War, which crossed $400 million domestic.
Man.
This past week, it's been out for 7 weeks.
Man.
So much money in that movie. It's ridiculous. In sad news this weekend, a tragic freak car accident took the life of Star Trek's Anton Yelchin. How do you say it?
Yelkin.
He was only 27 years old. He's the guy who played Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies. He was found dead at 1 a.m., pinned between his car and a brick mailbox post that was part of his security gate. So the driveway was on a steep incline, and when his body was discovered, the car was in neutral with the engine still running. It sounds like he got out of the car, thought it was in park, and then the car was rolling backwards, and he tried to stop it.
Gosh.
And it crushed him.
Oh,
and killed him.
So sad.
Yeah, it was a 5,000-pound Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Oh, man.
The impact had bent the metal gate. There was a security camera pointed at the gate that might have caught the accident, but the cops haven't mentioned it, and they're still investigating. He was supposed to be going to a rehearsal at 11 p.m. He didn't show up, so his friends went looking for him, and they found the body.
Gosh.
That is so...
Mm-hmm. Star Trek Beyond comes out in a couple of weeks, and Justin Lin, the director, tweeted, "Still in shock. Rest in peace, Anton. Your passion and enthusiasm will live on with everyone that had the pleasure of knowing you." J.J. Abrams directed the previous two Star Trek movies and said, quote, "Anton, you were brilliant. You were kind, funny as heck, and supremely talented. And you weren't here nearly long enough. Missing you."
Yeah.
You might also remember him from the Fright Night remake with Colin Farrell, and he played Kyle Reese in Terminator Salvation.
Both movies filmed here in Albuquerque.
Yes, and you actually shared a trailer with him.
I did.
For Terminator Salvation.
Yeah, I mean, I was like a background extra. I was, you know, but when we were doing makeup, we shared a trailer, and he was with his mom the whole time. His parents were Russian Olympic figure skaters. He was just a kid, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we got to share a trailer for, you know... Well, however long it took for them to do our makeup for the scene, but just got to spend half a day on the set with them. But you know, I wouldn't say like, oh, dude, and then we talked all day, you know. But when we broke for lunch, he was there with his mom. We got to talk a little more. Got to talk to his mom a little. Seriously, the sweetest dude.
Yeah,
it's so sad.
Unreal, man.
Here's a clip of Anton in Star Trek.
Russian Wizkid, what's your name, Chenko? Chirpov?
Ensign Chekhov, Pavel Andreevich, sir.
Fine. Chekhov, Pavel Andreevich. Begin shipwide mission broadcast.
Yes, sir. Happy to. Ensign authorization code 95, Victor, Victor 2.
Authorization not recognized.
Ensign authorization code 95, Victor 2.
Access granted.
Man, he was 27?
Mm-hmm. Young. That's tragic. Okay. In completely different and staggeringly weird yet kind of hopeful for me news, Wine for Cats has finally made its way to the US&A. That's right. Here's the answer. For everyone who's wanted to take down a full bottle of wine at home because you're lonely and sad, but you felt bad about drinking alone. Well, it's time to get Beans and Panda in on the action.
Oh, man. This is crazy.
A company out of Colorado, where all the good ideas are, just introduced America's first wine for cats. I guess there had been a cat wine on sale in Japan for a few years, but it was made out of grapes, which can be dangerous.
Would
for
it
cats.
Be a cat Bernays?
Boo.
Never mind.
Boo. Boo. So it never made it over here. Grapes are dangerous for cats.
Yeah, for animals.
But this all-American cat wine is made out of beets, which are safe. And no, it doesn't have alcohol in it. You can buy it at a website that I can't talk about because we're non-com. It's not that expensive. But
so
just
weird,
really stoked on this beet
That's
juice
not real
for cats.
Wine.
Yeah, it is,
It's
man.
Not grapes and it's not alcoholic.
Hey, when you're lonely, anything can be real wine.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Gonna
yeah, that's where we're at, guys.
Endless summer nights with Beans and Panda.
I'm feeling some of that. This weekend I got invited to go see a great movie, and instead I had to go to dog obedience school, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a date with my pooch.
How's he doing? Better?
Dude, fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good.
Top of the class again?
He can do tricks now, guys.
Yeah,
like,
rocket!
Like, here's a ladder, do steps, over! Like,
what?
Yeah, we were doing, like, you know... Doggy.
Good for him.
When does he learn how to change the thermostat?
That comes, I think, week 16, along with how to change a tire. Yeah.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's getting there, though.
What is this? Is this the name of a person? Prince B?
Yeah. Oh, dude, don't. Yeah. Come
More
on.
Sad news.
Whatever it is I do, I try to think about you.
Let's let him sing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Prince B.
PM Dawn!
PM Dawn passed away on Friday of kidney disease. He was 46 years old. He was diabetic. He'd suffered a massive stroke back in 2005 that had left him paralyzed on the left side of his body. And he has passed away.
You don't have patient eyes, bro?
Huh?
You don't have patient eyes? And I stared
at the ring finger. This is the one you want.
No, that's not the one I want. Set adrift to memory bliss of you. I get it. Patient eyes, yo. PM Dawn is my ringtone when Joey calls me.
Really?
Yes, he is a huge PM Dawn fan. But it's patient eyes, yo. You need some patient eyes. Oh gosh, dude.
Is this it?
No.
You need to be patient. Whoa, was that?
Joey, call me so I can play Patient Eyes.
I can't repeat it. Oh, my goodness.
Man, just tragic.
Tragic stuff. Speaking of tragedy.
Oh, wait, Joey's calling me.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Baby, whatever it is I do. Yeah, so good.
Patient Eyes.
I hope you look at me. This is when Joey calls me, guys.
Is this a doctor
This is when
wrote
a man
this?
Calls me.
A doctor wrote this for his patient?
Pretty much. Yeah,
got
pretty
it.
Much.
Meatloaf's collapse during a show on Thursday was blamed on severe dehydration. His people say he's fine, and he was released from the hospital on Friday.
Mm.
Nothing
yeah,
worse than a dried-out meatloaf, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Man.
He did it to himself with a name like that.
He's okay.
That's why you always make sure that you still keep like a third of a cup of ketchup and you pour that on top before
you
stick
it
in the oven, man.
You gotta let that stuff marinate.
Yeah, you put the ketchup in the meat
all right.
as well as on top.
Speaking of dried out, hot, and horrible, a deadly heat wave has hit the southwest U.S. We are in this junk, y'all.
Yeah,
the hottest start to summer ever in California, New Mexico, and Arizona.
In fact, so far, four people have died in
Arizona.
Oh,
my gosh!
Yes.
I didn't mean to play that during... Never mind.
You are.
Because you just played Wipeout.
Just an eternal jerk over there.
Didn't know you were going there at all.
It's literally the next line. At least three large wildfires are burning in the region, covering an area larger than Paris.
Gosh.
And over 30 million people are under heat warnings or advisories.
Guys, this is bad. This is awful.
Monday, you could see even more record-setting temperatures. That's today, the first day of summer. Phoenix set a new daily record on Sunday, reaching 118 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the National Weather Service. It was so hot there, a Mesa Airlines flight to the city had to be diverted back to Texas.
Gosh, man. Yeah, it's bad. You know, my Uncle George, he lives down in San Diego. He took a picture over the weekend. It was 108 in San Diego.
Dude.
He lives, you know, probably 30 minutes away from the ocean, but
yeah, I think it got up to 105 here on Saturday. I was hanging out with my buddy Morgan and John Eric.
Gosh.
And John Eric said he was working on his truck, and he looked at the thermostat, and it said 105.
Blah.
And he was like, what am I doing?
You guys got to hydrate. You got to hydrate.
Not only hydrate, you got to set aside some money, because all of our P&M bills are going to go through the roof this summer.
I have some energy efficient.
Cool. You know who doesn't
Pretty
have energy
awesome.
Efficient anything? Me.
Oh man,
Beans.
Just
we gotta,
cooking.
We got to fix this. Beans.
Just cooking.
Doghead wildfire in New Mexico. 17,891 acres burned. 9% has been contained as of last night. The Cedar Fire in Arizona, 12,140 acres burned, 40% contained as of Sunday afternoon. And the Sherpa Fire in California, 7,893 acres burned, 51% contained as of Monday morning. They're having a tough time over at the Doghead Fire.
Man.
It's being difficult.
Okay.
So pray for those folks out there trying to contain it.
We got to go to break. Big show this morning.
Big show.
When we come back, what's the rule for borrowing something you gave as a gift?
Dude.
Talk about that. Don't forget about 7:30-ish with Ada Habanero Pepper.
Yep. Going to interview Trump today. I made that up.
Good morning. Hang out with us.
Anything that I would not do since I died without you. Yeah, baby. Since I died without you.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
Monday morning. Welcome to the program, everybody. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. Morning Invasion. 7:10.
High today of 100 degrees.
Traffic. We got an accident reported. I-25 South at Bobby Foster Road. Happened about 20 minutes ago. Look out for that. Also, an accident. I-25 North at New Mexico 47. That's the Broadway exit. And that also happened about 20 minutes ago. You guys be careful out there this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Live line is open. You can text us at 585-LIVE. It's 585-5483. You can call us at 338-3700. Now, coming up around 7:30, you're going to want to tune in. Habaneros are in the studio, ready to be eaten.
Oh, gosh.
Ready to be eaten by Dex Toth.
We have a plan, man.
Toth.
We have a good plan for you, my friend.
Oh, yeah, what's that plan, Steve? What is that plan?
Well,
there's no good plan on eating a habanero.
It's not enough to just eat a habanero. You know what I mean?
You better hit the right note or we're all going to be flat.
I feel like, you know, being that my team won the championship last night, my team being the team that I started rooting for a week ago.
Hey, man. That's a real fan.
Real fan, man.
Real fan, man.
Real fan. Going to need you to do some things there, buddy. Okay? You see, the listener...
Yeah, not going to happen.
The listener doesn't just want you to eat a habanero. That's boring for the Starmie. So we're going to put some stipulations on this.
Some stippies.
Yeah.
That's what we call it on the street.
Yeah.
Stippies.
Mm-hmm. You'll see.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
I want you to marinate on this for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking joke.
But I have not only one habanero, but I have, what, four?
You have four.
Now,
four. Quattro.
Oh. You're gonna like try and double or nothing.
You don't have to answer yet, okay? Until we kick this thing off around 7:30. I will eat 2 habaneros if you eat 1. I'll eat 2.
What are you, stupid? What is wrong with you? I'm losing my voice.
I just want you to eat one so bad. The Starmie wants you to eat one so bad.
No, they do not.
The Starmie on the live line.
I'm victorious.
Yes, they say, hey, guys.
Nobody said that. Literally nobody.
Right there.
No, I'm looking at it right now.
No.
It's imaginary.
Man, another text message just came in.
It's the cat line.
Nobody is.
You can't see the cat line. 652 cats. Everybody's like, oh my God.
Staring at the live line right now. Nobody's.
I got to get some of that cat wine and make them all eat the habaneros, Teo. And then I'm like, what's up?
Yeah.
I will eat 2 habaneros if you just have. You can pick the smallest one.
Oh my gosh.
Baby.
This is why you bought 4 habanero peppers. Yeah. I've never eaten a habanero pepper, by the way. No, I don't want to black out. Teo will be the only one
Woo! Hot. Those are hot. Come on. Now, you don't have to answer right now, but just think about it. Marinate on that just a few minutes. 7:30, you're going to want to hit the webcam, star88.fm.
Those
I lost
hot.
The bet. The Warriors lost.
The Warriors lost.
Therefore,
thanks to Braun. Wait, last night I was like, seriously, like I had cold sweats. I was nervous. The block heard around the world made my day. I was so excited. Why would I want to put myself through eating a habanero pepper?
For the Starmie?
Okay. The Starmie doesn't want me to lose. I'm always the loser on this show. I won. Can't I just have one small victory?
Do it, Steve-O. The
live line's blown
it's
up.
Starting to, oh my gosh. Do it, Steve-O. Take
we
the plunge. Do it. Live
texts.
A little.
We really did.
This is going to be great.
Guys, the Starmie is the best.
No.
That'd be great.
No,
and Teo. They're chiming in saying Teo, too.
I can't because of an allergy.
Stop it right now.
I got 4 Teo.
I know you do, and I got 4 reasons I can't eat them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'll eat 3.
To be fair, this bet was between the two of you.
I'll eat 3 habaneros if Steve-O eats 1.
We got like 10 texts just now. Boop, 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 boop. I'm not responding.
This is
right
why
now.
The Starmie
no
is the
way.
Best. Wait, pause. Think about this. It's 7:15 in the morning on a Monday in the middle of summer, the first day of summer,
mm-hmm.
and we got people interacting with us. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Do it live!
Give the Starmie a hand.
We love you, Starmie. Right. We just love you.
Good job, Starmie. You guys are great.
Star88.fm, go to the webcam around 7:30-ish. We'll kick off the bet.
Why would you eating 2 habanero peppers make me want to eat 1? You're already going to be like doubled over in pain.
What if you eat 3?
You are just trying to get me.
I just said that, Teo. I said I'll eat 3 if
you
eat 1.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Like right now, currently, I don't have to eat a pepper. Like there's nothing that makes me have to eat a pepper. Nothing. And you saying you'll eat more peppers doesn't encourage me to want to eat a pepper.
I got
to
be a girl.
You know what makes you want to eat your pepper?
Huh?
Your pride.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, you have to. Your pride dictates that you have to do this.
I'm kind of embarrassed.
Starmie! I'm so mad at you guys. Look at this.
Steve-O, all you're doing
sacrifice for your
is
listener,
embarrassing
Steve-O.
Yourself. You're just embarrassing yourself right
you
now.
You might as well just do it, man.
Think about it.
Steve-O, do it for your pride.
Just think about it.
Teo.
Do it for your ego.
Everybody's just as much.
No. I don't have any pride. I'm a Christian. Go ahead.
Here's the deal, Steve-O. If I die doing this,
yeah,
you have to avenge me.
Of course I will.
And eat the rest of the habaneros.
Hey, listen. Starmie. The live line.
Oh, yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
I've got like 30 texts already. This is my favorite one so far, though. The 3 of you need to go down together. You guys are in it till death do you part.
Who wrote that?
Let's do this.
Remember how you love me.
Nope, that's not.
It's so hot! Oh, it's so hot! Oh!
Of those endless summer nights.
Woo! It's gonna be good, guys.
Can we
guys.
Play that?
Gosh, I'm so
for the rest
pumped.
Of the day.
You okay. should add that to the playlist.
It's already in there.
If you can convince Crystal, the head of HR, that I can wear shorts tomorrow,
impossible. That's
I'll
a completely outside
Steve-O,
thing.
You can wear shorts tomorrow.
Shorts rights is a failing hashtag.
See, look at this. 1 Starmie member. Don't do it, Steve-O. I'm on your side.
Oh, my gosh. Who was that?
Thank you. Thank you.
No, listen to
this. That's not a star
member. Listen to this one. It's all good, Teo. I know. We understand. But, Steve-O, you have to have one.
What?
Since you entered into the bet knowing that you could possibly lose, this is only fair.
Wait, what?
Yes.
No!
In some weird way, it's fair. That's what the live line said.
Oh, man.
Tail, let me just walk you through something.
I would love to be walked through something.
So, it was halftime last night of the NBA Finals. I was very confident that I was going to win.
Yeah, you were.
And I was just bragging to my fam, saying, oh, my gosh, I can't win.
What's up, fam?
Oh, man. Me and Lando, we went to the grocery store at halftime.
Oh, no.
To buy the habaneros.
Why would you do this?
Well, I had it on pause.
Okay.
And I walked up to the habaneros, and my thought process was, I'll buy four because you know what?
Chicken butt.
When Steve-O eats his,
man.
I will be a man and eat one as well.
No!
For the star.
No!
That was my thought process.
You were so lame!
Why would I buy four?
I know you also bought one just in case I wanted to eat one.
Why would I buy four if I wasn't planning on doing that?
Hey, RG, I don't think Steve-O should do it. A bet is a bet. Dex should only eat the habanero.
Who said that?
No, she wrote,
RG.
I don't think Steve-O should don't it.
Okay, well, that's...
That's a Mexican word that we don't know.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, she corrected it.
How about
do
this
it.
One? Teo, I will get you money for your birthday if you eat one.
What?
I mean...
Bring it
Teo.
Today.
How much?
You bring it today.
I mean,
bring
I
me
know.
$100 and I'll eat it.
$100.
Remember, the Starman wants to know where the webcam link is on the website. You just go to star88.fm and there's a watch now button right there on the main page. It's huge. Last night, I'm going to go back through our texts here. Mm-hmm. Hey, who's winning the game?
Take out all the cuss words.
That comes from our friend Teo. Hey, who's winning the game? 79-76 Cavs. 10 minutes left in the game. That comes from Dex.
That was me.
Teo said, oh, Dex! You sent back the sweaty, clammy face thing.
Man, because the Cavs would pull ahead, and I was thinking, oh, man.
And then the next text is Splash Brothers with 10 exclamation points.
Yeah, because the Splash Brothers hit back-to-back threes.
Booyah.
And then I said, ha 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 ha. This is a phenomenal game because I'm not talking trash. I'm just cool.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter, 87-86 Warriors. Teo, what's the time? Dexter, 5 minutes. Teo, sheesh. Me, weird, straight no smile. What is that smiley face when it's like?
Mm-hmm. Let me go back.
You're like,
it's like you're confused. Maybe
it's like a no. It's like a concern.
A worried. Yeah, concern. It's like
Dex 89-89. 3 minutes left. Holy crap! 7 exclamation points. Me worried face again.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter. LeBron is an animal. Holy crap, did he just break his hand?
Why'd he break his hand?
Yeah, he fell
funny.
I thought it was game over, because then he got fouled, and he was on the ground holding his wrist.
And it was like, he's not going to get up, he's not going to hit those free throws.
And he missed his first free throw, and Lando and I are like, yeah, oh my gosh, yes! And then he made a second one, which put him
up
by four.
Yep. With 10 seconds left. 93-89, 10 seconds left. Cavs. And then I said... stuff.
Expletive.
Yep, he sure did.
He said wowzers. All right, now go ahead. I told you
Starmy
when we started.
Starmy is just chiming in, texting in, saying,
Dex said, ha ha, and
oh,
then
look at
sicky,
this.
Three sicky faces.
Dude.
And then Steve-O said, I am so excited.
Yeah.
I'm buying a Bron jersey tomorrow.
That's what I said. Bron! Listen.
At that point, I think I was asleep.
Multiple Starmy members are now saying, don't do it, Steve-O. Dex is weak, so he wants you to do it, too.
Dex is weak.
I'm weak.
Yeah.
No, again, no, I bought four habaneros at halftime
because
I thought I was going to win.
This person said, Teo, come on, got to do it. You, sir, are in denial.
I'm promising you guys right now, I was going to eat one no matter what.
I know you were.
That's because you're a better man than I. I'm just going to watch you suffer.
You're really not going to follow through?
Wait, what do you mean follow through? I did follow through.
Follow-through,
I followed through and said, yes, I will if the Cavs lose. And the Cavs didn't lose. They won in Golden State.
Yeah, but he just looks really,
No. I was the underdog. I took the Cavs game 7 No team in the NBA has ever done what the Cavs did last night. They haven't won a championship ever. It's been 50-something years since Cleveland's even seen a championship. And I said, I'll take those odds because I believe in you, Bron. I was the underdog. You even picked the stipulations. You picked the habanero pepper.
I thought it's time, Steve-O, for you.
Why
to
would
be,
I do that?
You need to be
a warrior. No.
You need to go back out on the court.
Yeah, he's right.
You need to
he's
go right. back out on the court and say, hey, that was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
You did good.
Oh, hey, look at this, Starmie. Wait, why are we talking about Steve-O doing it? He won. Dex lost. End of story.
Yeah, but this person didn't even write out R.
Thank you.
They put the letter R.
Yeah.
They didn't write A-R-E. They just put R. You can't trust that person.
Listen, guys.
Think about it. Think about it. I really wish you would join in. Two habaneros.
Oh, of course you do. Here we go. Here's a good suggestion from our boy Mark. Steve-O, you are the man. Maybe you could take some fart spray to the face instead.
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Why would I do these things?
You guys are arguing over the weak part of the bit.
Yeah.
The heavy hitting stuff comes after the show on Facebook Live.
Tao, I'm not worried about the habanero. I'm not.
You shouldn't be.
I just want the listeners to be entertained, and I feel like Steve-O should step up to the plate.
But oh,
hey, it's up to him.
You know what you should do?
It's up to him.
You should start playing Never Surrender right now, because I feel like that'll motivate Steve-O.
Nah, I don't think so. I know what will motivate him.
What's that?
Wait, what?
This is Wham, your favorite band.
No, that's not doing it for you.
No.
It was for me,
I'm
man.
Not gonna
I'm
eat
all
a habanero pepper.
Gosh, we were supposed to talk about that whole, you know, rule for borrowing something.
We'll talk about it afterward.
We're going to have to wait till the 8 o'clock hour. Big show today. We're probably not even going to get to 90% of the stuff.
That's true.
You what. Whiskey tangos, good parents or bad parents.
Oh, my gosh. Dex, I think I changed my mind. I now like you more than Steve-O.
Oh.
Whoa, Steve-O is losing
the live line
fans.
That's what the live line is saying.
The tide is turning, my friends. The tide is turning.
Oh, that is so nice to hear.
It sure is.
Where'd you get that one?
Thank you, Mom. My mom is worried about me.
Shout out to Riverside, California.
This person said, I thought it was the pepper and the booty spray. The booty spray comes later.
The booty spray?
Dude, star me. You guys are mean. Do it for us, Steve-O. Get us through this Monday morning.
Look at how many people want you to do it.
No, because then on the other side, people are saying, I'm a Steve-O. A bet's a bet. Eat up, Dex. Cut it out, Dex. Just follow through. Steve-O doesn't need to do anything.
Points on both sides. Look at this one. Appealing to your ego, Steve-O. Steve-O, everything you do is hilarious. You'll make this hilarious.
Yeah. This might not even be funny if I do it.
Okay. You know
I can
what?
Take
you
hot
guys,
things.
You guys are teaming up on me again.
Hey, whoa.
I'm just reading stuff.
No. You know what?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Right back at you. I will eat one.
He said it. Cut it off.
If Tao eats one too.
I can't have an allergy. It'll send me to the hospital. Is that
really?
What you want? Yeah.
You
that's why
are
I don't ever
liar.
Eat peppers on it. Do I ever eat peppers on anything?
I've never seen him eat
anything.
That's
you
true.
Eat green chili.
Every once in a while. How often do I eat green chili?
Every once in a while.
How often do you drink milk?
Never. Every once in a while.
Exactly. Okay. And everybody pays for it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a little more considerate.
What? You don't have an allergy? It's called Mississippi. You just have Mississippi tummy.
That's wrong.
That's
Steve-O, you do realize I said I'd eat three of those things.
I don't want you to eat three, dummy. That wasn't the bet. The bet was...
That's right.
If the
you
Warriors win, I'll eat one. And if they lose, you'll eat one. And the Warriors lost. You eat one. End of story. I have to be a man of conviction and stand on my word, and my word says, I'm not eating anything.
If the tables were turned, would you want him to eat one with you?
Well, I mean, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean.
That's why I bought four. I bought four habaneros.
So if we had bet like $50...
We gotta take a break.
And you lost, would you then be like, hey, but I was really hoping you'd give me 25 back? That's what you're doing right now.
Not at all.
That's totally what you're doing right now.
That does kind of lead into our story about when you buy somebody a gift, when
is
it okay
true.
To borrow it?
This is true.
Okay, but we work in the entertainment industry. We're here to entertain. And you know what? If you don't want to entertain the Starmie, it's up to you. But I was
50% of the
I was going to entertain.
Say
I was going to come
it.
Through.
You know what? Here we go.
Eating no matter what, if
Here we
I
go.
Won or lost.
The rarely used Twitter is about to come in handy.
The Twitter?
Because we are going to do a
Star's
Twitter poll.
Star's got a Twitter?
Yeah, Star's got
you
a Twitter.
You better hurry because it's almost time to get this party.
Fine.
Party started.
We'll see. Should I have to share in your pain, even though I clearly didn't even make this bet you did? Starmy, it's up to you guys. We'll make a Twitter poll.
All right. We got to take a break.
All right.
When we come back, I will be eating a habanero. Maybe I'll eat three if Steve-O decides.
Oh, my gosh. No. I don't want to do that to you because I care.
I lost the bet. Warriors lost the NBA Finals. LeBron and the Cavs are victorious.
Oh, Bron.
They've never won an NBA title ever. No NBA team has ever come back after being down 3-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it happened. Hang out with us. We'll eat the habanero when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
What's going on in the news today?
The NBA championship.
Finding Dory coming in at number one with 136.2 million, making it the highest grossing animated debut of all time.
Great idea. You take me to find him.
Anton Yelchin, best known for playing Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies, has died. The 27-year-old killed by his own car as it rolled backward down his driveway in Studio City, according to police. National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre saying more gun control is not the answer.
Every American needs to start having a security plan. We need to be able to protect ourselves because they're coming.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying she owes it to the American people to put restrictions in place when someone wants to buy a gun.
And I think the American people deserve us to take the greatest amount of time and scrutiny that we can in the important decision of whether or not someone who's been implicated in this matter should in fact be able to buy a firearm.
In Canada, the mayor of Montreal has announced a plan to ban pit bulls.
Wildfires in at least four western states and Southern California. Crews have made gains against the Sherpa fire near Santa Barbara, but crews are concerned about the heat wave in the desert southwest, where fires are also burning in Arizona, Utah, and central New Mexico.
2 years ago, he wrote a letter to his fans in which he said, "I'm coming home." And he said, "Nothing is given to you in Northeast Ohio."
I understood what everyone in Northeast Ohio has been through the last 50 plus years, and I'm happy to be a part of history. I can't wait to get back home. I'm ready to get to you guys.
Thank God that God loves Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm happy for the city of Cleveland, the state of Ohio. And Cleveland, Ohio, we're coming back, baby. Let's go!
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Cleveland!
Run!
This is how
I hear you, man! Changing my name to Cleveland.
Good morning.
Perfect.
Starmy, welcome to the show. It is 7:40.
High today of 100 degrees in Dex's mouth, am I right?
Let's take a look at traffic. We got another accident to report. The shoulders blocked. I-40 East at San Mateo. Reported at about 10 minutes ago. Also, don't forget, I-25 South at Bobby Foster Road. There's an accident reported. And a little south of that, I-25 Northbound on New Mexico 47, the Broadway Exit 215, an accident. After a look at traffic.
No more stalling.
Okay, well.
No more stalling. Now is the time.
This isn't a bathroom. More stalling.
Hey-o! Let me recap what happened on Friday. Okay, it was my doing.
It was your doing.
I'm the one who came up with eating a habanero.
I said, Bron's going to take it. And you're like, what? Oh, you want to make a bet? And I'm like, I guess, bro.
Yeah, my Warriors lost.
Yeah.
And Cavs won, so.
Man, them Cavs won.
Again, I'm going to ask you, Steve-O, one last time. Is there any way you will join me in eating a habanero pepper?
Well, somebody on the Starmy live line just chimed in, which, by the way, 585-LIVE, 585-5483, if you'd like to text in. Remember the Starmy said, let the Starmy decide. I remember you fellas agreeing that if one goes down, you all go down together.
That's right.
That there is true. Brothers in Christ, can I get an amen?
Brothers in Christ do stupid stuff together.
To which I reply, hey, we posted a Twitter poll.
We did.
Because I'm trying to give him a fair shot. Like, hey, you know what? Maybe I will. I said, should Steve-O share in Dex's pain and eat a habanero, even though he clearly won fair and square? 17% said eat it.
Eat it!
16% said Tayo.
Tayo.
And 67% said, no, a bet is a bet.
What? 67%?
67% of the Starmie voted against me eating the pepper.
There's been 12,000 votes.
So.
12. Unbelievable.
But I do feel bad. Whereas a bet is a bet, and you know, gotta put your money where your mouth is. Put the habanero where your mouth is, actually, because you're going to eat a pretty gnarly pepper. Teo and I have convened.
Teo. What? It's Teo.
And here's what we're willing to do.
Talk to me.
Have you ever seen the movie Independence Day?
Yes.
I mean,
Will Smith, Bill Pullman.
We are just a few short weeks away from Freedom Celebration.
We're a couple weeks. Or like
where
one,
we are.
Wait, no, this week is Independence Day Resurgence.
Yeah. We are going to be rocking it at Isotopes Park July 2nd with For King and Country, Hawk Nelson, Pastor Skip Heitzig. We're going to have battle drums out there. We're doing the evening invasion. We're just going to be kicking it. You know why? Freedom. Merca.
Merca.
All right?
Yeah.
Independence Day. Beholds one of the greatest speeches of all time by anyone ever. Mm. Bill Pullman delivered said speech as the president. And so here's the stipulation, my friend. If you can get through the entire presidential speech in under 2 minutes while eating the habanero pepper, maybe Tayo and I will eat one.
Wait,
I said maybe.
Come
I said
on.
Maybe.
You got to commit.
I said maybe.
No, no, no.
I
mean, here it is. Here
hard
it is.
Maybe.
Look at me.
I mean, hard maybe.
Turn your camera to face me over there.
You got to. You got to commit, guys. If I'm going to do this, because you know what, the bet is that all I have to do is eat a habanero.
All right.
The whole speech thing wasn't in there.
Everyone, I'm looking at Dex's live Facebook feed right now.
Okay.
If Dex will do this and make it through the whole speech, then Steve-O and I both will attempt to eat a pepper.
Seriously?
Each. One each.
Oh, dang it. I thought you were going to say, like, we'll split one.
Nope.
You don't want to split one?
You can have
the
bad half.
You guys are really going to do this?
Yeah, well, I mean, but here, you have to take a bite of the habanero first and then begin the speech.
Okay.
We will time you.
You got it.
You have 2 minutes to get through the entire, like, from the good morning, like, the entire speech. No slurring words. Like, if you mess up, you have to go back. You can't, like, try and run it all together. You have to epically do this speech.
Also, I lied to everyone earlier. I'm not really allergic to peppers. I just hate them. I don't ever eat them. But I'm not allergic. And I did lie to you.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready? Wait. I got to put 2 minutes on the clock.
I have to do it in under 2 minutes?
Yes, dude! Because you know what? Teo and I shouldn't have to do this!
It's Teo.
Thank you, Michael. You can do it, Dex. Mind over matter. Thank you. Antonio says, eat it!
Eat it, you
Erica
jerk!
Says, just eat it already! Okay!
Hold on, I gotta get a good, like, let's see, what's this? No, that one's terrible. Go. Hold on. Two minute countdown, let's see.
A real alarm sound.
Come on, Steve-O.
Which one's the...
I'm ready to do this.
It just says alarm. That's
that one.
Come on, push it!
Okay.
Push it!
Okay.
Tell me when I can hit
2 minutes
on
the clock.
And then I'm gonna eat the habanero.
So for the Starmie, yes, you have to crunch into that habanero. I will hit start, and you have 2 minutes. Are you going to try and do it with the movie? I say you just go for it on your own. I don't think you're going to be able
Not
to keep up.
Doing it with the movie. Ready?
Don't hit
it yet. Let me get it in my mouth.
You have to take a bite. Okay. Like, you have to start eating habanero. Oh my gosh, you put the whole thing in your mouth. Okay, ready?
Good morning.
Go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world.
Oh no.
And you will be launching the largest aerial attack. History of mankind.
Oh my gosh, it smells so hot in here. Can you smell that pepper?
It.
Yeah.
The word
I don't want to do this.
We're doing it, buddy.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences.
And that's why.
No, you got to keep going. You got to
We will be united in common interest.
Amen. Turn it up. I can't hear you enough.
Perhaps it's fate that it's 4th of July. And you will once again be invited to our freedom.
Come on, man.
Tyranny, oppression.
No, no, you're missing words.
Not from tyranny, oppression. Let's go.
You're starting to sweat.
Annihilation.
We're fighting for our right to
live. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And we should win the day.
And should we win the day?
Before the July.
4th of July will
be known as an American holiday.
No, you're missing words.
The day when the world will be in one voice, we will not go quietly tonight.
Wait.
We will not go
quietly. Wait, Adam.
Open up my nose.
Come on.
We're going to survive.
Hey, it's taken out of here.
No.
We survive.
There's a booger hanging out of your nose.
Oh my god!
Well done, buddy.
No, he didn't do it.
He had a giant booger hanging out of your nose. It's
huge.
Just huge.
Dex, you've got like 3 more sentences to go, man.
No, that was good. You did good.
No,
right, Steve, let's do this.
No, you have 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7. You got to finish this speech, man. I'm not eating this pepper. Are you kidding me,
guys?
Guys, oh my gosh,
Dex, you're not finishing it. You have to finish.
Oh.
No, water makes it worse, Dex.
Guys, I got it.
I commend you for your effort, but you did not get through that speech, man. You did not do it. Oh,
are
Freedom
okay?
Celebration, July 2nd.
Oh, it's so hot.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot are you right now?
Dude, I just told you to take a bite. You didn't. You put the entire pepper in your mouth.
Gosh, man.
You didn't have to put the entire habanero in your mouth.
You're going to have some sicky poops.
I said eat it, like slowly, like just eat it. You just went for it. I guess go big or go home.
Yeah, wait. Somebody on the live line said you guys definitely need to slow-mo this.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
It smells
don't
like
puke.
Pepper.
Don't puke, buddy. Yeah, no, you started chomping, and the whole studio just reeked of peppers.
Man, Dex, I'm
Dex
proud.
Is leaving.
You need
Dex to
go
has
to
go.
Eat
Dex has to go. Dexter, love you, man.
There's nothing for
he did
you
it.
There.
He did it, guys. He did it. He ate
he's
the
okay.
entire...
No, he's, oh! I think he's throwing up.
No.
He's throwing
really?
Up over there.
Oh, he is. Oh, that's
Holy
pretty
grief.
Bad.
Hang on, let's get
he's,
him. He left his Facebook up. Oh.
He's
kind of
boring
over there.
It's just...
He ate a pepper.
Mm-mm.
So bad.
He did it.
So bad. Oh. Somebody asked on the live line, how can you smell heat? Oh, we could definitely smell that heat. The second he started chomping on that habanero,
dude, you're sweating. You need
it
to
was bad, guys.
Tex is not okay.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, everybody's... So many people are joining
dude,
now.
Dude, everybody's screaming, drink milk.
Yeah, you need to drink milk, buddy. Water
yeah.
makes it worse.
People are saying we should at least take a bite. I don't necessarily agree with that. After seeing the fact that Dex is about to die, we need to maintain for the Starmie so that, you know, there's a show happening.
We're on Dex's feed here.
Here. There you go. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the Morning Invasion. Our boy Dex is dying in the background because he lost a bet. Shout out to Bron and Kyrie Irving. And all of the Cleveland Cavaliers for just making today a wonderful Monday. I know my Monday mindset is not to make stupid bets on sports, even if you clearly believe you're going to win. Pride cometh before the falleth, as they say. Yeah.
This does not make me want to do this.
No, not at all, dude. That's why I was trying to say we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
A bet's a bet.
I guess I'm going to end the live feed here.
Okay.
On Dex's Facebook.
Starmie, thanks for chiming in on Twitter, which if you're not following us on Twitter, please get over there.
Thanks for chiming in.
At Star88FM, 71% said no, a bet is a bet. We don't have to eat it, Teo.
Whoa.
According to the Starmie.
Oh, my goodness. Dex, you're in the floor. I ended your Facebook.
Yeah.
I ended the Facebook.
Yeah, you okay? Oh, he's lying down on the ground, guys.
Maybe we should just go.
He is.
Wait, no, we still got a few minutes.
Still got about 7 minutes. Don't do too much, man. If you're just joining us, our dear friend Dexter just
idea.
Ate an entire habanero pepper while trying to get through the presidential speech from Independence Day. I started sweating for him because I thought we were going to have to eat. I'm glad that he didn't make it through. I'm not going to lie.
He keeps drinking water, and that's bad because it spreads the oil and stuff around.
I got a chocolate Twinkie.
That would be good.
Sugar's good, buddy. Here, chocolate Twinkie. I know you're sweating. Get in here, Chocolate Twinkie. Huh? Hey, buddy, Chocolate Twinkie. Oh, my gosh.
He's pouring sweat. Do you have an allergy like on Dumb and
you
Dumber?
You look like you've been working out.
Guys. CrossFit is tough, man.
It's now finally subsiding.
Did you poke the bear?
Yeah, you poked the bear.
The star at 8.fm if you would like to get on the webcam. Oh, my gosh.
Guys.
Yeah.
I've ate a habanero before.
Eaten.
That is nothing. Nothing like the one I ate 4 years ago.
Well, yeah.
4 years
chemicals.
Ago.
Chemicals. Dude, you are dripping.
I'm sweating.
He's sweating.
I can't stop.
You look great sweating, though. I'll tell you what, man. Just looking great over there. I don't know if I want to eat one if you get that sweaty.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm not eating one.
Is it okay?
Oh, I'm not
out?
Stupid. What?
Huh? I'll take
What'd
a bite.
You say?
Give me one of the peppers.
No,
yeah, Kale, come on. It's
don't
fine.
Be, don't
Give me
be
one
dumb.
Of the peppers.
Are you kidding me?
Just let me do it.
I don't even want to touch it. With here, yeah, you touch it.
I'd love you forever if you join me in this.
I'm not going to eat the
Teo,
whole thing because that
do
was
it.
Stupid.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't want to be a sweaty mess. I'll be that
you
later when
look
I leave.
Teo, look at me, man. You
I'm
don't
doing
have to
it.
Do this.
I'm
don't
doing
do it.
It. I'm going to do it. Oh, I hate pepper so much.
It hurts so bad.
Oh, my gosh. Dang it. Teo, now I have to.
It's
now
very
I
hot.
Have to. Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
I can't because now I'm going to be the only one that's going to be able
man.
To like talk. Teo.
It's hot.
Shut up, Daniel. Our boss is telling
guys,
me I need
now
to eat
starting
one.
It's starting to get hot again.
Here, wait. Oh, okay. You okay, buddy? No.
Guys, it's real hot.
Yeah. Just wait. The thunder hasn't even started rolling
starting
yet.
Starting to tear up.
Yeah, look at Dale.
Dale is, Dale
I don't think those are habaneros, man.
We need to go get some milk.
Just,
get him a water. It
does smells like pepper in here.
It does. Daniel, we're going to need you on the microphone because now Dale can't breathe either.
I need a glass of milk.
He's turning blue. Oh, man.
Gosh,
come on, guys. I can't. Somebody's got to run the show. No, I gotta try and maintain.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you run the show so I can eat this
okay.
pepper? Are you sure? Teo?
Yeah, it's real hot.
Yeah.
That's what worries me, because when Teo's, like, actually freaking out, he's very calm. And he is very calm right now.
Gosh.
Which means it's really, really hot.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think
I can go live on my Facebook.
I don't think I can do this.
Gosh.
Woo!
Once you think it's, like, gone away, it starts to come back again.
That's what's happening.
Oh, man, now everybody's chanting Steve-O on the live line. We got a let's go, Steve-O. We got Steve-O, Steve-O,
oh my goodness.
Steve-O.
It's so hot, guys. It's just so hot. Okay, if there are kids listening, please do not try this.
Don't ever try this at
home. Habanero challenge.
This is not okay.
This children, this is a good lesson in why not to make stupid bets.
Oh, my gosh. It's so
all right? You don't make bets.
I just ate a habanero pepper on the air, and it's killing me.
See, yeah. I can't. I refuse. Look at how sweaty Dex is. I will not. Look at you two.
You look like you're going to throw up.
Guys, star88.fm. Please check out the webcam.
Oh my gosh, I'm starting to sweat.
Steve-O, you got to.
No, I don't. I really don't. I won.
Record your face and sweat.
Gosh. Oh my goodness.
Don't die, dude. Don't die.
We got to go to break.
Okay. Coming back. I mean, once you guys are actually okay, maybe.
Oh my gosh.
One of us has to be like, okay, I can't eat a habanero until one of you guys are sane.
Come on, push it!
You guys look like you're on drugs. I'm sorry.
I already feel it in my stomach.
Children, this is why you don't make stupid bets on sporting events that are clearly rigged. Because Bron
you poked the bear!
Brought it home! Woo!
Oh gosh.
Thanks for being a man of your word. On the way back, I will ingest a habanero at my peril and doom.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my goodness, guys, I'm alive.
Proud of you, buddy.
I can't believe this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise and adore.
Goodness sakes.
Are you playing Endless Summer Night?
I'll play it for you in a second, Teo, because I'm proud of you, man.
I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
We did it together. Steve-O.
That's right. Dex and Teo ate the habanero.
Dex Teo had the dexterity.
That's right.
To carry it out. Yeah.
No way!
That's right. Yep. Yep.
A listener just sent us a e-how. I'm going to open this up. Let's see. The dangers of eating habanero peppers. Habanero pepper is one of the hottest peppers grown and consumed commercially. Habanero pepper sauces, salsas, and dishes are popular in and throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, Central America. But such fare is often too hot for people with milder palates. In most cases, eating raw habanero peppers poses no long-term health dangers, but even a single pepper can have an intense and fiery effect on your tongue and bowels. How you guys feeling?
Well,
I'll probably... Don just texted me and said Johnny Danger had diarrhea this morning, and she said, I bet you'll have it today, too.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, I lost a bet. The Warriors lost the NBA Finals, and I'd eat a habanero. Almost died.
Shout out.
I really did.
My favorite people
have been texting me. Shout out to my friends Chris and Andy from Sagebrush. They were laughing at me. Our girl Brandy C, also laughing at us. Christy from Desert Forge, she says we need to try some honey. She says
A member of the Starmy chimed in on the live line and said, are you guys even diehard fans of these teams? If not, this bet made no sense. Which is true.
Yeah.
You know what we are diehard fans of? Really, really dumb crap, and the Starmy.
Yeah, and one-upping each other.
Those are mutually exclusive.
We got to throw it down.
Dang it.
Why? Steve-O, are you going to do it?
I hate peer pressure, and I hate this segment.
Dude.
It's the greatest segment of all time.
You know, I was like dead set on not doing it, and the tail was like, give me that pepper. And I'm like, dang it, no,
I just took a bite, though,
because
props to Dex. Dex threw that whole stupid
Nobody
thing
told
in
him
his
he
mouth.
Had to do that. That's stupid.
I
and listen to
pepper.
Me. Water is the worst for it, and that's why I kept trying to tell you, do not drink water. It spreads the oil around, and
it
then
saved
you start sweating. No, it didn't.
It
you
did.
Needed milk immediately.
It did, because it put it out for 2 seconds, and that's all I needed to recover. Just 2 seconds.
And then shout out to Birga, because she was very sweet and went and got us some milk.
Oh, man, that puts it out immediately.
Shout out to Solomon's Porch as well for providing it.
Thank you, Solomon.
Thank you, Sopo.
Hey, we got a couple accidents to look at real quick.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Sopo, because they sponsor our traffic.
Yeah.
I-40 West at I-25, the Big Eye, there's an accident on the transition ramp. That's going to mix it up this morning for you guys. Also, an accident at I-40 East at San Mateo and the shoulder is blocked. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Steve-O. I'm like shaky.
You don't
even
have to do a speech. You don't need a speech. Just eat it. Come on. Let's do this, man.
Okay. So everybody just calm down.
Okay.
Steve-O, just take a bite like I did. You don't have to eat the whole thing.
Here's the deal. Dexter was supposed to...
You're going
to
die.
Eat this pepper... And do the entire presidential speech from
Independence Day. Well, do it live!
I will tell you right
it's
now.
It's still in my mouth. Yeah. How does that work?
Not only will I rock this habanero, but I will do the entire presidential speech.
You're gonna do
from
it?
Independence Day. Okay. I don't need the stupid YouTube video.
No, you don't need that.
Oh, man, I've got, like, nervous stomach. You know when you're, like, you know you're on the verge of doing something completely ridiculous and
think
stupid?
Think of it like a roller coaster. Just don't think about it.
And your discernment alarm's going off, like your spidey sense is tingling, and it's, like, telling everything in your body not
you
to do
delaying.
This.
You are delaying. You're just delaying.
Eat the
you're
habanero.
Stalling. You're stalling, and this is not a bathroom, like I said earlier.
Hey,
make it happen.
Let's do this.
Wait, what do I get if I do this?
You don't get any
pride?
Steve-O, come on! You
Stop.
Can do this!
Stop bargaining.
Pick Fine. It up and eat it.
Oh, gosh.
Somebody did recommend ketchup and mustard packs, like on Dumb and Dumber. Hey, you should try some of that Cholula right after you eat it.
Nope.
Here we go,
All right,
Steve-O.
Are we ready? Wait, what is this on?
This is just a slow-mo.
Oh, good.
He's going to make a for-real video later.
Come on, Steve-O.
On the cam.
We got here your we cup go. Of milk here over go. Here, bud.
Come on, man. You can do this.
You got this. Take a bite.
Wow, that was such a girl bite.
That was about as big as a bite.
Good morning!
Instantly, huh?
Oh, man. Come on.
Let me swallow it.
Don't swallow it.
Good morning!
Taking a
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind.
You got this.
Mankind. That word should have new meaning for all of us today.
Keep talking.
Oh, man.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore.
We will be united in the common interests.
Yes.
Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, that you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation, people! We're fighting for our right to live. To exist.
I got you, bud.
And should we win the day?
Yes.
The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday. But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight.
Oh, you're there.
We are going to live on.
Keep going.
We are going to survive.
Yeah!
Today we celebrate our Independence Day. Woo! Give me that milk. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That is the hottest thing I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh, he's crying. He's crying. Hey, why aren't we on Facebook Live?
I can't even think right now. I'm still burning.
Here, I'm going to pop up on the Stars Facebook, guys. So Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve-O, talk through it. What does it feel like? Does it feel like 1,000 daggers in your mouth?
That was the stupidest thing I've ever done.
The devil's toes, man.
The devil's toes.
The devil's toes.
Steve-O just ate a habanero.
Oh, my gosh. I need Kleenex.
Here it is. No Kleenex. You got nothing. Yes. You got to use your shirt. Okay. Tell everybody what you've just done on Facebook Live, Steve-O.
I can't feel my tongue.
Come here. Come closer. Yeah, drink
you
that milk.
You only ate a tiny bit of the pepper, too.
Here, take some of these pills. Oh. Pills are good.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Dude, I can't control my face.
No. Hey, put your shirt down. This is public nudity. Good grief.
You're starting to sweat a little? Yeah, starting.
I can't feel anything.
Oh, look, he's sweating, buddy. That long hair is not going to come in handy now. Woo!
Amazing. Hey,
I will admit this. It's fun to watch.
Dude, I need Kleenex. Yeah. I've got like just stuff pouring out of me.
Daniel, can we have a Kleenex?
Oh! Why did I agree to this? I clearly won the bet.
Man, it feels good.
Peer pressure, that's why.
I'm eating a Twinkie.
Look at me.
I'm eating a Twinkie right now.
You feel better. Oh. You do. You finally look. Hey, our girl Beeflo just joined in.
Mm.
You finally look normal again. You got pale.
I was
you got
dying,
sweaty
guys.
And pale.
I was dying.
Uh-oh, back to the suffering servant over here.
Oh!
If you guys want to go to star88.fm, you can watch in the studio
David,
on Facebook.
David says, RIP, Steve-O.
Yeah, man.
I don't feel like it's getting you as bad. Is it your
Dude,
Mexican blood?
Are you kidding me? I can't control my face.
Is the milk helping at all?
No, not really.
Really?
Lactose intolerant!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. We're killing him.
Oh,
we're
man.
We're killing him. I should have told her to get you soy milk.
I will say this. Oh my gosh, I seriously pouring out of my eyes, my nose. There's just fluid everywhere.
Steve-O, it's all about those summer nights, baby.
Who got through the presidential speech of Independence
Day? You did it.
You did, buddy.
This guy. Bill Pullman's got nothing on me. Oh gosh, it's worse when you breathe.
Yeah, it is. It gets worse. It really does.
Man.
Like when you breathe, you can still feel it.
Come here, get in a close-up. Look at your face. Oh, your face. Just that face, guys.
Doing great, Steve-O. Just hanging in there, buddy.
Wait, where's my milk? Did I already drink it all?
Yeah, you drank all of it.
You totally got it.
Hey,
man.
Still so hot.
Try some water. Oh, we need some honey. Our girl Christy from Desert Forge says try honey. Coach Christy.
Gosh. Never again. Never again.
Don says, this means Dex loses this bet, too. Because you didn't finish the presidential speech.
Yeah.
One answer to that, it's ladies true. And gentlemen, we're going to go live on Facebook after the show, and Dex is going to do the caca boo boo spray.
See, this is only part one.
This is only part one. I will not do the other one.
If you guys think
I don't need
bad,
to.
The other is far
I need
worse.
A Kleenex.
You can, no guarantees.
I was
Kleenex.
So confident that I was going to win, that the Warriors were going to beat the Cavs.
There. Looking good over there.
I really thought Steve-O was going to have to go through all of this, and no.
Oh, did it, guys.
I got to say, I appreciate you two.
Yeah, man.
Doing this because,
brothers for life.
Yeah.
Mandy says we should have swished the milk around in our mouths and then spit it out. That makes sense.
Okay.
That does make sense.
Well, I drank all mine.
My throat and my stomach was on fire, and the codeine definitely helped.
Yeah. The codeine?
The codeine.
You took codeine?
The milk? No, well, the codeine, dude, it coated my stomach.
Why would you take a drug?
My lining.
Oh. The roof of my mouth is in so much pain.
The roof.
It's literally on fire. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You don't need no water because it'll just keep burning. Like, horribly. You need milk. Anyway.
I did it, guys. Bill Pullman.
We all about that hashtag milk life.
Good job, Steve-O.
Proud
of you, man. There was a point where I thought
it was over.
I was going to pass out.
Yep.
I thought,
dude,
I laid on the floor.
You threw that Joker in your mouth like an idiot.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just started
chomping
down. But
you get it. Here, come here. Feats of strength, my friend. Feats of strength. Come over here. Pound it. Booyah.
I wanted to vomit so bad, but I just couldn't. Oh.
I'm glad you guys are cool now, because it's still, like, really awful for me.
Well, you waited a long time.
Oh.
You delayed it.
Worst thing ever.
That's because somebody had to be able to talk.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us. You can chime in on the live line at 585-LINE.
Here's a great recommendation. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's peanut butter jelly time!
Peanut butter jelly time!
Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly and our best pop man!
Oh, man. We got two habaneros left. Who's in?
No! Daniel.
Yeah. Birga and Daniel.
Nothing is
They're
helping.
Both here.
Somebody's... Oh, dude, you know who we should get to do it? Mahouts.
Mahouts.
Why would we do that to him?
Why would we not? It's Mahouts.
Oh, man.
Steve-O, you're regaining respect on
the
live line.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
People say we're the greatest.
Yeah.
It's going to rain pain and hail hurt.
Sure did. Shout out to everybody on the live line. I had to. I mean, if not for this one text from a Starmy member, represent the Mexicans, Steve-O. Yeah.
That's why I asked you if it was your Mexican blood that was helping.
Apparently, because... But it didn't help my body functions. My nose and my eyes are still just water. Just dripping.
I feel like Dex and I got through it partially in part to Bear Canyon, because we poked the bear, and we have strength.
Oh, now you poked the bear!
There it is.
I will apologize, because I could not stay in the studio
it's
to
okay,
save my
bud.
Life.
You had to get out. Yeah,
I felt like the walls were closing in on me.
Yeah.
I wanted to run. I was looking for my mom.
I was smelling colors right now.
Your mom doesn't even live here.
She lives in Montana.
Yeah, she's way not even. Somebody wrote, do it now, Tay. I already did it.
Yeah, Tayo did it. Steve-O did it.
Yeah, that was stupid.
And you knew.
I gotta give it to Dex, man. You put that whole pepper in your mouth.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing.
We're just little babies compared to you.
I said I was gonna do three.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No, I know.
I would have died.
Glad that didn't happen.
I wouldn't have done it.
Let's not repeat
There's no
that.
Way.
Oh, gosh.
Let's leave that in the dust.
Oh, gosh. Please, do not try this at home. Do not.
I never, ever want to see Independence Day again, because I don't need to watch the movie. I lived that speech.
Amen.
If you're just joining us, I did complete the entire Independence Day speech with habanero pepper.
Proud of you.
I couldn't get through it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Guys, you just had to stay the course. You couldn't think about it. You know what I mean? It's like you're up against it. The aliens are about to attack.
Okay.
You know,
if you
back down now, America's going to see that you're weak. So it's like you got to get through the speech.
Well, I don't think
no
that's
matter what.
I feel like you just ate a pepper.
I had to do it, man. I had to do it for our country and, matter of fact, the world.
Right. Good morning.
Was at stake.
Are you there?
Good morning. I am. That was probably the best thing on the webcam I've ever watched since you guys had the webcam going. Oh,
praise and adore, man. Praise and adore.
I congratulate you because I can never do it, but I really feel bad for you guys later.
Yeah. Everybody keeps bringing that up like we don't understand that's going to happen. We all understand.
Well, I'm praying for you guys, so you guys have a good morning.
Thanks.
That's why I have a squatty potty at home.
A guy on YouTube ate 12 of these while sitting in an ice bath in five minutes.
The second part of that paragraph that you didn't read is that guy also died.
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Rambaldi.
Hey, Rambaldi.
Hey!
Dex, you graduated to be a Dilbert.
Yeah, no kidding. It really
Dude,
did.
I told you to drink cream, and you didn't get 100% cream in your system before you did it. Why?
Because, I wanted the real thing. I wanted the real thing. You got the real deal.
I didn't want
to. Yes, but it would have settled your taste buds. It would have helped a little bit more. Yeah. It wouldn't have been so intense, and you wouldn't have been on the ground crying like a little girl.
I probably lost 10 pounds.
And I'm mad at your boss, Dan Lesko, for allowing this.
Ah, oh, yes, Dan Lesko. Dan Lesko.
You could tell him I'm mad at him.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Rand Paul.
All right, there you go.
See you, man. Who's Dan?
Ah, Dan Lesko.
Dan Lesko.
What?
Yeah.
Goodness. What's Rand Paul? Is this why you guys are mean to him? Because what's he talking about?
I can't even think straight. We have such a busy show, a big show today. We can't even do anything.
Here's the next challenge.
We can't move on.
The next challenge is booking a big interview and all of us eating one of those and trying to get through an interview with somebody who is unaware.
We cannot
make them aware.
Can you guys quit coming up with ideas that involve these peppers?
Sorry.
Stop.
I apologize. I've just never experienced anything like that. I mean, I've had the mango habanero at...
it's not the same.
Like, no, at like Buffalo Wild Wings or like, what's the other one, Wingstop. I've had their like hot, oh, I can handle this, bro. That was nothing like that. That was awful. I couldn't control anything.
No, you can't. You can't do it.
I'm still just like burping fire.
That's what I'm talking
like,
about.
Like, I feel like, Hades in my mouth.
Yep. KO.
Guys, speaking of interviews, tomorrow we possibly have the cowboy from the Village People.
Wow. Why would we? Okay.
You say, why would we do that? I say, why not, Jokers?
Steve-o.
What?
You're the one who loves booking these interviews. I thought this would be the
one
you
I will tell you
want.
Right now, I would never have booked this.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm sure
you booked the psychic, but you wouldn't book the cowboy from the Village People?
Time. No.
Hey,
no,
hey,
I would not.
Hey, it's fun to stay at the
What is he YMCA wanting to talk about? I wonder.
Disco.
I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Say what you will about that song and whatever and all of the connotations that go along with it. But the other day at the baseball game at the championship, that song came on, and Steve-O's father-in-law, Harold, who also plays bass, we walked up on each other, and he said, dude, I've never really listened to the bass in that song. And I was like, literally, I had been thinking, oh my gosh, like literally had just been thinking the same thing. I was like, that bass player was incredible. And so then me and Harold started talking about the bass line in the song.
Just bringing everybody together.
You got to go back to the chorus.
Yeah, the cowboy. Possibly going to be on the show tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I thought it'd be a good one for Steve-O. Hey, you said you want to talk to everybody. So yeah. There you go.
Steve-O, you've got a PS4, right?
Yeah.
Because, man, we got to play that Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
338-3700. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So you guys just ate some habanero peppers, and I just wanted to tell you guys a really great story about my little brother.
Okay.
What's
your name?
A habanero pepper. My name's Trisha.
Hey.
Thank you for calling, Trisha.
Oh, you're welcome. So my brother was about 9 or 10. I don't really remember what age he was specifically, but a whole habanero pepper for one Lunchable.
For what? Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, but I felt so very bad for him.
Yeah.
But man, just one Lunchable, it was yeah.
You know what? Now that I think about it,
he was like 8 or 9. So
Landon, my youngest son Landon is he's 11, and he wanted to eat a habanero last night, and I almost let him do it.
I'm so glad you didn't,
man.
Oh my gosh.
He would have gone to the hospital.
I would have killed my son.
That is the hottest thing I've ever tasted.
Poor Landon.
It was the worst. There's no point to eating that. There's no purpose behind that.
I honestly think that those habaneros are they're hotter than usual.
Yeah.
Because the habanero that I had 4 years ago was not that hot. That was devil's toes hot.
My mouth is still on fire. I can't feel
the roof
of my mouth.
Yeah, maybe it's just like a thing they're doing now, trying to make peppers hotter because it's like the thing to...
It's like the thing to do.
Get challenges going, yeah.
We're the dummies the cool to do it. We're just not bright enough.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Guys, have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
If you missed all this, you can go to star88.fm. You click the watch, and if you click that,
it'll take you to our web cameras, and you can actually rewind to about 7:45 when we kick this thing off. So you guys can go back and rewind it and watch it on the webcams. Star 88.
I think you can pretty much see the exact moment. I thought it was going to take a minute. Like, I really thought, I'm going to bite this, and then I'm going to get into the Independence Day speech, and then it'll kick in, so I have plenty of time to get through it. Like, you don't even have time to think.
No, you don't.
It just hits you in the face.
Gosh.
Terrible, guys. Nobody has to do it now, because we are all stupid and did it for you. You never, ever have to.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
Don't forget, guys, it's Monday Mindset. We posted something. And you can go back and watch the video on our Facebook of Steve-O dying.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump into some of the show stuff. Yeah, we did plan a show today. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The NBA championship.
Finding Dory coming in at number one with 136.2 million, making it the highest grossing animated debut of all time.
Great idea. You take me to find him.
Anton Yelchin, best known for playing Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies, has died. The 27-year-old killed by his own car as it rolled backward down his driveway in Studio City, according to police. National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre saying more gun control is not the answer.
Every American needs to start having a security plan. We need to be able to protect ourselves because they're coming.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying she owes it to the American people to put restrictions in place when someone wants to buy a gun.
And I think the American people deserve us to take the greatest amount of time and scrutiny that we can in the important decision of whether or not someone who's been implicated in this matter should in fact be able to buy a firearm.
In Canada, the mayor of Montreal has announced a plan to ban pit bulls.
Wildfires in at least four western states and Southern California. Crews have made gains against the Sherpa fire near Santa Barbara, but crews are concerned about the heat wave in the desert southwest, where fires are also burning in Arizona, Utah, and central New Mexico.
If you're just tuning in the show, Dilbert just ate half of a hot
dog. You sound so young, buddy.
Oh, man. That was years ago.
Yeah.
And we fed Dilbert number one a habanero.
You would think you would have learned your lesson.
Which one is the one we talk to all the time? Number one or number two?
Number one.
Okay.
That was Dilbert number one. And he was talking about how he was dying. That's how I felt. I felt like you, Dilbert.
Oh, yep. We need to stretch. Okay.
Down. You guys go ahead. I'm just going to sit here. Okay. Three, four, up, and good job, guys. Good.
More energy.
Yeah.
I got a good squat going.
Gosh, and fired up after that pepper, you know what I'm saying? 35.
High today of 100 degrees. In our mouths!
Okay, let's take a look at traffic. There's an accident on the transition ramp, I-40 West at I-25. That's a big eye. Big accident there. It looks like there's a bit of outbound after you get on the highway from Paseo. Also, an accident, I-40 West at Unser Boulevard. So watch out for that. That's your look at traffic, guys.
Traffic!
Oh, gosh, if you're just tuning into the program right now, quite the morning.
It's been fun.
Lost the bet that we threw down on Friday.
Guys, this isn't even the worst part.
And I ate a habanero pepper. And these two champions, sitting to my left and right, they threw down the habanero as well. So I'm so proud of you too.
Credit where credit is due. You ate the entire thing. We took bites.
Yeah. Well, I deserved it because I lost the bet. You just decided to try it and
down
up. Gosh.
I would like to point out that I was able to get through the entire Independence Day speech.
Yeah. Steve-O did. I couldn't. I could not. Ateo was a champ. I thought that at one point I was going to go to the hospital. I really thought I'd die.
Too. For those of you out there that are like, how come Teo doesn't eat peppers and stuff? I already have to use the bathroom. That's why.
And I can't because we have the show.
With all that said, we're done talking about it, but go to star88.fm. You can go to the Watch Now link, and you can rewind and watch it. We were just watching it during the break, and oh my gosh.
The moment that it hits you.
Oh, man.
It's insane. Guys, I'm still just like burping fire. I have like weird fire hiccups. I'm just like burping Hades.
I'm burping fire, but it's from mouth.
The Inferno of Doom. I've got the seven circles in my mouth. Yeah. Dante's like, he wrote a poem about my mouth.
You can also go to our Facebook pages. We went live on Facebook.
We went live on Star 88 on mine and on Dex's.
Gosh. So there's tons of places for you guys to watch it if you missed it. It's all for you, Starmy. It really is.
Now, we have things to talk about. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the borrowed thing.
Yes, dude.
Let's jump into that.
Here's what happened. Last night I was at a Father's Day BBQ, and the question arose. Because, you know, Father's Day, good presents, and inevitably the question arises. How soon is too soon to ask to borrow the gift that you literally just gave somebody? It's like, I got this for my dad for Father's Day, but literally only because I wanted to use it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
And I was like, oh man, I have got to save this for radio because that is an excellent question. Because seriously, last night at the barbecue, somebody was already going, hey dad.
What was it?
I don't even know. I came late to the conversation, but some kind of tool or you know what I mean? Some like power tool thing. Like a saw. I don't even know what it was. It was like a tool for something in the backyard.
So dad opens it up. It's a power tool. And then the son goes,
happy Father's Day. Hey, man, can I borrow that?
Can I borrow that?
You know that thing that I literally just got you? So the question was, what is the right way to do that? Like, is there a rule? Should you have to wait until they use it first?
Hold on. I feel like if it's your dad or if it's a close family member, I almost think it's okay.
No.
But if it's a friend, then they can't do it ever.
Then we need to call Joey Belleville because there have been birthdays, plural, where Brodus, I call him Brodus, has bought me like a Blu-ray or something, and it was open, and he's like, hey man, took the digital code. Hope that's cool.
What?
No joke. I'm like, sure. Joey!
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
You can't say, that's happened to me in real life. So, is there like a wait period? Like, should you have to wait longer to borrow that than people have to wait to buy a gun these days?
Whoa. Okay, so.
You know what I mean?
What is like the a gift 7-day that you want to borrow?
I don't know.
That
could be anything.
That's what I think. I think this depends on what it is. Number one, you have to start there.
I agree with that.
Why not?
Because that was a gift that you just gave somebody
did.
No matter what it is.
You just gave
now you're taking it back.
You just gave your really good friend a brand new vacuum cleaner because they needed one.
Ooh, yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, your vacuum cleaner goes out.
Hey, man.
Is it not okay to say, hey, can totally I just borrow that? We're going to get a new one. Can I borrow that real quick?
That's totally acceptable.
Now, difference. This is why I say it depends on the gift. You just gave your best friend a brand new band t-shirt. Then, 2 weeks later, that band comes to town and you want to sport a shirt.
First of all, don't sport the band shirt to the show. I mean, let's be honest.
Most normal people don't even
realize
that.
I know, but come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or say like your favorite movie, like a new Avengers is coming out. But I bought Steve-O a few months back a brand new Avengers shirt. And he loved it.
Mm.
Classic Avengers. You know what
Heck
I'm saying? Like throwback. It's
It's
like original cover Marvel.
It's got Hank 60s. Pym. Hank Pym on it? Oh, so cool.
But the new Avengers movie is coming out.
Oh, I can't wait
Ant-Man's
to wear my
in
shirt.
The new Avengers movie.
Yes!
You know? So it's like, oh man, I don't want to buy that shirt. But that'd be, Steve-O and I wear relatively the same size. Maybe he'd let me borrow it.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird because it's a shirt, but is the vacuum cleaner so weird?
But I think there are people that buy presents for like a loved one or a friend or like for Father's Day specifically with the intent literally just to borrow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if it's within the family, hey, I'm going to buy this for you, but really it's because I'm trying to build this fence. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay if you
that's
do it.
That's not okay. If that's a gift in disguise.
If that's why you did it, then that's not okay.
Unless it's a bread maker with three speeds.
Okay. But you're still buying it for another human being, right? Like, should there be a wait list? Like, what's proper etiquette?
It's got three speeds.
Do you ask? Do you just ask? Like, are you up front?
Was this a real situation that
yes.
happened?
Yes. Last night, I was watching it unfold, going, what is the proper etiquette here?
So how did the
because
dad
obviously,
respond?
Like, really close.
Yeah, how did... Well, can you give us a little insight?
The mom cut in and said, I think the rule should be that he gets to use it first.
See, I like that.
And I said, man, this is a good question. I'm watching this unfold.
Okay, so what was... Can you tell
eyes.
Us what it was? Or
I don't know. I came in late to the conversation. And so they're all sitting on the couch talking, and I'm going, this is awesome. But does it matter? Like, should it matter what the present is? Should it matter what the gift is?
585 Live, you can text the show.
Let's pretend it's a lawnmower. It's a lawnmower, guys. Got dad a new lawnmower. He's really excited about it. But while we're at my house, can I just use it right now? Can I just break it in right now? And just pop it open? We're at my house.
Bad form.
Bad form?
Bad form. Agree.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us.
Because, you know, dad's going to be like, sure, son. You know?
Yeah, but it still makes you...
Not my dad.
Makes you look bad.
My dad would be like, huh, no.
Somebody just said, don't you think it's weird to borrow a vacuum? There's nasty stuff in there. Not if you clean the bag.
Yeah, can't like, you just empty I mean, the vacuum?
I don't know.
Yeah. What, is it impossible
no,
to
that's
empty
not
a
weird
vacuum
at all.
Cleaner?
Well, we have like a carpet cleaner that I think has made the rounds to just about all of our friends' houses. Yeah. Hey, man, can I borrow that steam cleaner? Yep. We all have kids. I know. That's why we have this.
Yeah.
It's made the rounds. Now, what if somebody was like, hey, I just bought you a brand new steam cleaner. My dog made a mess. Can I use it first?
Yeah.
I just want to use it. But it's yours.
I like
you
what the wife said
it.
At the party, or the mom said. I think he should use it first before he lends it out.
Yeah.
I like that. That's
okay.
A good rule.
Up.
That's a
proper etiquette.
But if it is your dad or your mom, if it's somebody close like that, I don't know, maybe.
Because honestly,
I don't know.
Would you be weirded out? Like, let's say that I got you a new set of headphones. It's like, dude, some brand new Beats, dog, because I know you like them. And I gave them to you for your birthday, which is in July. But my birthday is like 5 days before your birthday. So I buy them for you, but then I'm like, hey... Is it cool if I sport these though to like just to try them out
I'd
to
be
see
bummed.
If like,
see, I would be like
can
be
I just
bummed. Number one I
because,
would
you
never
know,
ask that
I just
I
got
never.
Birthday money and so I was thinking about getting some so I got these for you but really I just can I try them first to see if I want some too
yeah see that's
that weird
is.
That
that's
is weird
really
yeah
but I just bought you like $250 headphones you
I'm
can't even like
you, hard
you
right
can't
now.
Even let me borrow them. I just got you nice headphones.
Yeah, but number one, why would you spend that much money on a friend?
Well, because I wanted to try them for myself, really.
Oh.
I mean, because
so
we're really close and
that
I
much
care about you greatly.
Yeah, your character just went...
Oh, man. Just took a dive.
Yeah, lost a lot of respect for you.
Hope says, why not just keep it for yourself and did get dad something else? I think I'd wait a couple months before asking. What about a video game? Somebody said, what about a video game? Buy you a video game for your birthday, and then I'm like, hey, man.
And see, this, to my point, that's what I'm saying. It seems like the more personal an item is, the weirder this situation would get.
Yeah.
So, like, clothes, strange.
Well, but do we share clothes anyways? Like,
yeah,
I've never shared.
Not normally.
I would never.
But did you guys do that when you were a teen?
My sisters would share clothes with their friends.
Girls, that's weird.
I did it all the time when I was a teenager.
Not just boys listen to our show.
Yeah.
And then, but like appliances, I feel like that's a total equal ground. Like that's a total neutral. I mean, because appliances, like if you got me a new lawnmower and then I mowed the yard and then you're like, would you mind if I borrowed that a bit? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care about that.
Live line, somebody chimed in just now and said, I think that the owner should offer it to you to use.
That's a good idea.
You know, if they offer it to you, it's acceptable. But if you have to ask to borrow it, weird.
So then you're just running around suggesting things
yeah.
like passively. Going,
oh, man.
Man, our grass is getting so tall.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wish we had a brand new lawnmower with three speeds.
Speaking of, how's that lawnmower that I bought you? Good? Is it working out for you? Yeah, we're thinking about getting one. But they're just so expensive and I'm out of money on account of buying you that one.
It's like, man, the grass grows so much faster on my side of town.
We're talking about the rule for borrowing something you gave as a gift. What's the rule? 585 Live, you can text the show or 338-3700.
And because Steve-O actually ran into this situation.
Yeah, and this is happening before with birthday presents from a dear friend who bought me movies and then was like, hey, man, can I borrow these? I remember back in the day when you could, like, rip CDs, you know? Like, imagine somebody buys you a bunch of CDs and then you get them opened. Would that be weird?
Yeah, that's weird.
Then you'd be like, yeah, sorry, I ripped them into my computer before I gave them to you.
I put them on my computer.
Oh. I mean, they're still brand new. Just don't have the wrapping on.
Yeah, right. That's, you know what? I would sit there and go, no, it's not new. Yeah,
it's not new. You opened them.
Yeah.
You opened them.
There's something about getting a present that's brand new.
Yeah.
That hasn't been unwrapped.
Yeah, but on the flip side, the friend could be thinking, yeah, but I did spend money on you.
Someone has outsmarted us all.
Oh.
It's the spirit in the gift. Say the bread maker. To use it, you have a bread making day where you can use it together versus I got you that, now let me have it. But that's an appliance. That's what I'm saying. That's easy to transport. If it's something bigger, like a lawnmower, you can't have a lawn mowing day. Yeah, number one, that's Saturday. And then number two, you can't be like, all right, we'll mow your yard and then we'll load it up in the truck and go mow my yard. Yeah. And then we'll load it back in the truck and bring it home to you.
Here's another thing you have to be careful with. If you let a friend, a family member, a neighbor borrow something, most of the time they don't bring it back.
Yeah,
and then you're asking for it over and over, and then they forget. Oh, sorry, man, I'll bring it tomorrow. And then the next thing you know,
so that's the long game. What you do is you buy something really nice for your friend, and then a few days later you wait. You wait a few days, maybe a couple weeks, maybe a month, and then you borrow it from them, and then you don't return it for a long time. And then when they come asking for it, you go, no, I'm pretty sure you bought this for me. And then you get to keep
messed up. Yeah, I've lost so many cool things because of like the borrowing, and then I forget, like, wait,
yeah,
who did I lend my Matrix Blu-ray set to?
Oh man, tricking is cool.
And then I don't remember, and then it's gone forever.
I'm like,
okay, well, I guess I didn't need it.
Yep.
Dude, I don't know. The rule is that it's rude and you just don't ask. That's on the live line. Somebody else said, I've never bought anything for anyone I want to borrow. Everything I get is usually a gag gift. Somebody else says, if you can afford it as a gift, why not just buy it for yourself?
Yeah.
Because you want to be cool and get your friend something.
Yeah.
Fake thought that counts.
Yeah, bad form.
Yeah?
If you buy a gift and then
immediately
say, but what's hey, can I borrow it? You can't do that.
I give it 10 days. 10 days and then you can ask.
Here's what I do.
I'd say 2 to 3 weeks.
Here's what I do. I just go and buy it, use it, and then return it.
Oh, and then rebuy it.
What? No.
What?
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because that's also wrong.
I do that with socks and underwear all the time.
Okay, no.
I do.
It's called
Think about this.
It's called the return policy.
I know so many ladies that have done this, like, with the...
she's a lady!
The wedding, not the wedding dress per se, but like, oh, we got a big event we got to go to. You buy that nice
dress.
And you keep the tag on and then wear it once and then take it back. And I feel like that's not okay.
No, that's super
cool,
man.
It's like renting.
Yeah, but you're not renting anything. You're returning it under a false pretense.
I gave you money. I'm just taking it back and getting my money back.
Okay. That's so weird to me.
Why is that
not
weird?
Not acceptable. Because you used it.
They're going to sell it, though. They're still going to sell it.
Yeah, now it's got your sweat in it. Rocking it all night on that dance floor. You're like, yeah.
It, man.
No, that's gross.
I'm telling you guys, this gross bread and weird maker and unacceptable. Has three speeds.
So you just stop with the bread maker?
It's legit.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good.
What if your dad buys you a gun and wants to immediately go shoot it before you do?
Before you do or with
like,
you?
I feel like if you want a gun, if you are into guns and you're excited to get a gun as a gift, you're going to be pretty bummed if your dad or whoever gifted that to you says, hey, man, can I shoot that first? No, you want to shoot it first.
Yeah, but what if you're not...
Exactly.
What if you're not, like, cultured in the art of firearms and your dad's like, hey, just want you to be safe, want you to be...
Then show me how to shoot it.
That's
Don't
what I'm saying.
Shoot it. I'll shoot the first
round.
That's
what I'm
saying.
So then you go, hey, I got you this gun as well as we're going to go to Calibers
and
we're going to fire off a few rounds.
That's fine,
together.
Guys.
Somebody just totally backed me up on the live line. Check this out. I'm always a huge proponent of gift cards. For some reason, people think they're super impersonable and lame.
Nah.
But check this out. When was the last time you borrowed a gift card? It doesn't happen. Gift cards are the way to go. That's what I'm talking about.
Love
it.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks. Bye.
We got another person on the live line who said, we recently went on a one-night trip to Elephant Butte and forgot our pack and play. So we went to Walmart, bought one, used it for one night, then returned it later the next week. See? At the Walmart near our house.
There you go.
No!
That's what I'm talking
taking
about.
Advantage of the system,
yeah,
baby!
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Is that okay?
Every year for the Super Bowl, I rent an 100-inch high-definition...
You don't rent anything.
...from Costco.
See?
And then I take it back the next day. I'm lying. I don't do that.
People are chiming in now on the live line. Somebody just said, dude, I'm so guilty. I've, quote, bought a specialty tool and then returned it after I used it once.
Yo, that's ridiculous.
That's not okay, right? Especially if at the same place. Usually you can rent said equipment.
Right.
See, that's what
I'm saying. So you're taking advantage of the system.
Yeah, but it's at such a jacked up price.
Is that a lie?
Because they're lying to you with the price, with the rental price. It's stupid. This is why I'm saying you get a bread maker with three speeds. It's super versatile. There's so much that you can do with it. Don't you guys want this thing?
Or you buy it for your father-in-law.
It's got three speeds.
And then gift it to them and then borrow it. I don't know.
Dang it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it just depends on the situation.
What if you re-gift somebody a bread maker?
See, that's messed up. Don't re-gift things. If you got something as a gift... Well, I don't know. Maybe that's okay. I'm trying to think. I think I've done that a few times.
Regifted?
Totally being a hypocrite right now.
On regifting?
Yeah, I was about ready to say, they can't do that, and then I just realized I've done that before.
I've gotten a few gifts where I was like, but why? And totally regifted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've never opened it. I got a gift, and I really wasn't into it, so just sat in the garage.
Yeah. I've done that on a few things where I got something and I looked at it and said, you know who would love this? This friend.
Teo.
And I just waited for their birthday or something and just gave it to them instead.
I just remembered I did that, but I gave it back to the person
gave it to me. Yeah,
I just remembered.
It was a bread maker. It had three
speeds. It was a bread maker.
I'm constantly worried about that with little kid parties because we save all those little like happy birthday bags. And I'm like, wait, who gave us this bag?
Oh, no.
I don't want to... I mean, is
Nobody's gonna remember the bag.
Is that okay? Like, hey, man, then can we just make a pact right now and circulate the stupid happy birthday bag between all of our kids?
That's
okay,
what
good.
We keep the bags and we just circulate them. We have a huge.
But I mean, with
garage.
Each other, like
What's
we will
bag?
Get our kids gifts and then we just know, like, hey, man, but when the party's over, I'm gonna need that bag back. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Or can I just be like, hey, man, that bag was like
$4. No, because I want the bag.
Why do you want the bag?
That's why I have a big stack of bags.
Yeah, you don't need another bag then. So I'm telling you now, if I get your kid a gift and it's in a nice bag, I'm going to expect that bag back at the end of the party.
That's like not cool, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad we just agreed on that.
There's agreement.
Ooh. If I barely knew you and, you know, we were trying to become friends... And you did that to me? I don't know if I'd want to be your friend.
Why not? It's an agreement. You know ahead of time.
It'd be weird.
Why is that weird?
It's just weird.
It's the gift inside, not the bag that I need for the other party in like 3 days.
What's wrong with this guy that he wants the bag back?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
You should just be stoked that I got your kids anything.
Dang, that's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even get my nephews and nieces anything. I'm just saying. Got your kids something. I need that bag back. Yeah, I'm going to need that back.
Well, it's proper
it's
etiquette.
Like a $4
if you go to
bag.
A birthday party, you have to bring a gift.
I'm just going
to
start writing that in the card, like, happy birthday, thank you so much. Going to need that bag back. Going to just give me the bag.
Good morning.
Good morning. So here's what I did. 1 year for Christmas, my ex-sister-in-law got me a creme brulee set. And I was like, oh, yay, thank you so much. Only for the torch. But so I kept it, and I kept it as a white elephant gift for my Sunday school class. And the best part of it is that thing stayed in circulation for like 3 years.
That's amazing.
My sister-in-law got it.
That is amazing.
And she kept it.
Yeah. That's good, man.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too.
Bless.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you, Starmie. Appreciate it. 585 Live, you can text us. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we need to take an extended break.
Yeah, we do. I call this one.
Okay.
It's bad. Dancing over here.
Hang out with us.
You're a star, you're a star. Yeah, yeah, you are a star. Wow, wow, you're super special. Just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah, yeah, you're a star.
Sorry.
That's right. Good morning. I'm lost in a feeling so much better. I feel like I had a detox.
Not me.
Good morning, Starmie. 907.
High today of 100 degrees.
Couple accidents to talk about. I-40 east at Rio Grande. There's an accident. The right lane is blocked. And don't forget, an accident on the transition ramp. I-40 west at I-25, or the big I, as we lovingly call it here. And ABQ, that's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Around 7:40 this morning, I paid up on the bet.
Oh, yeah.
Warriors lost. The NBA Finals. Cavs took it. First time in NBA history. The Cavs won an NBA title.
The saddest part is it's not over. Because we still have to do the caca boo-boo spray.
Ah. Yeah.
You know what? I almost feel like at this point, nothing can top the habanero.
Oh, dude, don't you remember that spray?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Here, just look at this for
there
a
were
moment.
A thousand razor blades in my mouth.
Here you go. Speaking of, I just want to pour some salt on this wound. Look at that.
Monster, man.
Look at that, man. LeBron. That's Bron blocking AI's layup as he was going up. Bron came from nowhere.
Goaltending.
That was not goaltending. Yeah, the ball was still like coming up, and he just down, boom, man. Blocked it.
Boom.
Yep, so I ate a habanero pepper.
You would be launching the largest aerial attack.
History of mankind.
Oh my gosh, it smells so hot in here. Can you smell that pepper? It. Yeah.
The words have no meaning. Gosh,
did it really smell hot? Did you really smell the habanero?
Absolutely. Oh,
and dude, that's why.
Oh. No, you gotta keep going.
We will be united in common interest.
Amen. Turn it up. I can't hear you enough.
Perhaps it's fate that a 4th of July.
The video is pretty good. You can go watch it at star88.fm. Just click the watch now, and you can rewind on the
I don't know why
little video
to.
Player. And you can go to our Facebook pages. We went live on Facebook and got some pretty good footage. So.
I feel like I'm the loser, though, because I won the bet, still ended up eating the habanero, got through the Independence Day speech, barely, drank a bunch of milk, and now I want to die. Yeah.
Just looking real good over there.
Burping fire. This guy over here who is lactose intolerant.
Yep.
Downed milk. I can't tell you the last time I just downed some whole milk. And I am not well.
You're fine.
He ain't doing very well.
All right, let's switch gears and talk about this family.
Put it in first, baby.
585 Live, you can text us, or you can call us up at 338-3700. There's a New Mexico family trying to teach their troubled son a lesson by making the 16-year-old stay in a tent in their yard. Neighbors are reporting the family to law enforcement. So it's kind of split down the middle. There's some neighbors that think this is great what the parents are doing, and then there's some neighbors who think, man, you guys are taking this way too far. Here's some of the news footage.
This tent is the 16-year-old boy's current home for daylight hours after his parents say he repeatedly stole from them. But the move has deputies knocking at their door.
That's a terrible thing.
I don't see anything that is abusive or negligent.
This tent, and who is living in it, has people in Berlin abuzz. It's a form of punishment conjured up by parents who say they're out of options.
We're not doing anything wrong. We are simply trying to teach our child a lesson.
If he doesn't learn that now, it's going to be the whole world's problem, not just ours, in a couple of years.
Jacob and Angela Bogus say their son keeps stealing from them. They say they've tried everything to straighten him out, so it was time for a new approach.
Or we let him run all over, and then he's in your backyard taking your stuff.
They're making the 16-year-old live in this tent behind their home during the daytime. He's fed, has all the water he needs, and can use the bathroom in the house.
Did you hear what she just said?
Right.
During the daytime. He doesn't even have to sleep out
when
there.
When I was a kid, that was called fun. Like, we had a fort in the backyard, we didn't come in until sundown.
But here's the thing, guys. It is freaking hot outside.
But he's got all the water he needs.
He can go to the bathroom inside.
Man, the kid got caught stealing.
I know.
So the parents step up.
I get it.
And say, you know what? You steal.
They said, you know what? Chicken butt, kiddo. Get outside into the tent.
Finally, parents are stepping up and
taking their rights back.
Exactly. Exactly.
I honestly do not see what the problem is here. The headline says making him live in a tent, but that's kind of misleading. Mm. They're not making him live in a tent. He's outside during the day. He's outside. We tell our kids to go play outside all the time. Go play outside. You're making me crazy.
I try to tell outside. Johnny that, and Don yells at me.
Well, he is like one.
Yeah,
what?
That's true. That's
so
not
I
good.
Just think, but what's he, like 16 months?
No, dude, he's like 40 years old.
You bring up a good point, though. I don't know which one of you said it, that it's 105
That's
degrees.
Deo said
it
that.
It is pretty hot out during the day.
Okay, pause on the pretty hot.
It's
blazing. It's record-breaking heat right now. People are dying in Arizona.
Yeah, but not, dying. I mean, he's got all the water he needs. He can stay hydrated.
I'm just saying, if it was me, I'd make him sleep out there and run the risk of getting eaten by a coyote or a chupacabra. Not this heat. This heat is a death sentence.
So you're like, you can stay inside during the day, but you got to sleep in the tent at night?
It's so hot, Steve-O. It is so hot. We are walking around in an oven.
This is it shaded? Is the tent in a shaded area?
Let me ask you this.
No, it's not.
Let me bring this out, okay?
Okay.
The heat that we have here in New Mexico is comparable to the heat of an oven.
Yeah.
How many of you, as a punishment for your kid, would turn that heat up in your oven to 105 and tell him to stick his head in it all day?
Mm. Yeah. Is it the same thing?
No, because then you're literally baking your kid. Like, it's just a slow, like a crock pot.
So making him sit outside in a tent in 105 degree weather isn't baking
him? He doesn't have to stay. Does he have to stay in the tent?
See, that you don't have to stay. Like, he doesn't have to stay.
He doesn't have to stay in the tent. He's not relegated to the tent.
Well, he could put his head in the oven and then he could go to the bathroom if he needed to.
I'm just saying.
All right, let's hear more of this.
He's fed, has all the water he needs, and can use the bathroom in the house. He comes inside every night at 9 to sleep.
We are trying to do the best that we can.
But some see the punishment as excessive. Neighbors have reported the family to the Sheriff's Department and CYFD. Deputies say they've been out to the home 3 times in the past few weeks, including a visit today. And they don't see anything illegal with the punishment.
Well, it's not like he's been banished out to the Mesa 100 miles away from civilization.
It may not be illegal, but the court of public opinion is divided on the punishment.
It's an awful thing to do to a human being.
If you do something wrong, there are consequences. There's cause and there's effect.
If you're judging the parents, they say they're open to suggestions.
Anybody who wants to talk, who wants to try to talk some sense into him is more than welcome. We're not trying to hide from this.
No, I get it. Kid was running around stealing stuff. I just think I'm going to say I'm on the side of it being excessive. I think that's kind of extreme. Just with the heat right now. If it was normal, if it was like 80s or 90s, like normally it is right now in New Mexico, I totally don't see the big deal.
It wouldn't be much of a punishment then.
It's record-breaking heat.
He's 16.
What's going to happen when he gets sick and he has to go to the hospital?
Would you do this to Caleb? Because you got a teenager. Would you force Caleb to stay outside in a tent all day?
No, I probably wouldn't do
that. You got to remember, this is in a tent.
Here's
it
what's crazy, as they said, weeks. They've called CYFD's come out 3 times in the past few weeks, which means he's relegated to outside. Like,
and these parents are sticking to their guns,
good
man.
For the parents,
you
man.
You got police, you got CYFD coming out there. If I was the parents and I did that, I'd be like, okay, man, punishment's over. You know, maybe I did go too far. We don't think we did, but we'll stop the punishment. No, these parents, he has to go the full 2 weeks.
Man. We got people chiming in on the live line. Hope says, those are good parents. He's not being harmed in any way. Everybody just wants to cause drama. What's wrong with people? As long as he's okay, it shouldn't be anyone's business. Mm. Someone else chimed in from Roswell and said, I'm with Steve-O. Kids in third world countries live in this.
This is completely different than that.
Yeah.
This kid, is a punishment. This is not a lifestyle non-choice that you were born into.
Yeah.
Those are two different things, people.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write this down. This is really good. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, especially the kids now, because they want to be inside where there's the internet.
They want to be. They want to play video games.
I mean, if they've got a wireless router, he could probably still hop onto the internet outside.
Well, I would imagine he wouldn't be able to play with us.
I know. And then he looks down at his phone and it says, "Your phone is too hot. You have to let it sit in the cool for a little while because it's so hot outside. His phone won't work."
Every kid is different.
I don't know,
when
man.
It comes to punishments.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you brought up Caleb. Would I do this with Caleb? No, because there's other things that I know work.
Oh,
with
man.
Caleb.
Somebody said, better than hell.
Man.
Well, thanks, obvious person. Yes, better than hell. Mm. Everything is better than hell.
Getting a taste of hell.
Somebody else on the live line said, people pay for that in some places. That doesn't even sound like that much of a punishment. All the water he needs will keep him healthy. There are people who work in harsher situations. Good for the parents. That kid needs to learn a lesson. Somebody else said, send him to NIMI. Don't do that. The New Mexico Military Institute. I happened to be a cadet at NIMI. Well, of course, in the 90s, it was probably different than
it
is
now. Worked
for
you.
Do you think it
worked? No, it did not work for me.
But you,
it was literally the opposite effect, because I was actually a decent kid.
Mm.
And one of the, you know, there's like the, it was one or the other. Either you were a good kid and you wanted to go, better education, blah, blah, blah. Or you were the kid that sucked at life and your parents were like, we can't handle you anymore, so we're going to send you to military school. Usually what happens is the good kids bunk up with the bad kids, and guess who had a better influence there? The bad kids. I learned so many stupid things at that school just
I heard
because
you're one of the bad kids.
Shut up.
That's whoa, what
I
heard. Whoa.
I am now.
I, you know,
thanks, Nimmy.
Just saying. Good morning.
Whoa.
What's up, brother?
Hey, brother.
What up?
Hey, man, I got the most awesome son ever. He's still crazy. He's still a loco. So he, like, got out. He quit school when he was, like, 16, did his own thing, but it was cold. It was snow outside. 2 a.m, I'm putting deadbolts on the windows and the doors. 5 a.m, I got to be at work at 6. I grab him. He's in his chonies. I throw him outside with his clothes. He's like, what the? And I'm like, you can't come back till 5:30 in the afternoon or before. You can come back when you get a job.
Mm.
And I did that every day.
Wow.
And that dude is as stubborn as I am. Anyway, summertime comes around. It's 100-some degrees. I pull the air conditioner out of the house and nothing with bologna and water in the fridge. This day now, he's like, Dad, I can saute bologna. I can boil bologna. I can cook bologna. I can do everything with
That's
bologna.
Good.
I'm the best bologna cook
That's
ever.
Good.
But he's got his own pad. He got this pad, and he remodeled it in 17 days.
Wow.
He's a man,
there
you know
go.
What I mean? But the thing is, like you go to his house, and I go to his house, I take care of his kids. His refrigerator is full of everything.
Bologna.
Bologna.
Let me ask you this.
That's
when
good.
You did that, was it record-breaking temperatures?
When?
When you were doing,
Oh, yeah, it was in the summertime. It was well over 100.
Wow.
But I mean record-breaking. There's a difference between it being over 100 and then it being like record-breaking. Like every day,
yeah,
people are literally dying a state over.
Yeah, well, that's Arizona.
Oh, no. Yeah. It was record-breaking. In fact, I had to suffer with them because I didn't have an air conditioner either.
Oh, that's,
you know,
crazy,
I mean?
Man.
That's miserable.
In fact,
some of his homies were at the house, and they had this like ghetto fan that was hanging down with the wires broken and everything. They had it running. I went in, I pulled it out, threw it in the back of my truck, and they were like, he was like, "Oh, Dad." I said, "Dude," and, you know, and what's funny? This is the funny part about my son. He hadn't been working. And I come home on a Saturday after doing some jobs. I walk in, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and I see him in his room, and I go, "Hey, get up, what are you doing?" He looks up at me and he says, "It's my day off."
There you go.
That's good, man. Love That's the good. Call. Thanks so much.
Later, my brother.
Later, man. Now, see, I don't want people to think I'm not arguing for, I'm not saying the kid shouldn't be punished. He obviously should be punished. I'm saying I think this is excessive punishment.
Yeah.
And there is a difference. There's a big difference between a punishment that fits the crime and then doing it excessively for the sake of punishment. And yeah. I feel like sometimes we don't think things through, and it's like, no, you need to learn a lesson, so you're going to get punished.
Yeah.
And just saying, like, it's really hot outside.
Yeah.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I don't think the kid should get away with it. Absolutely not.
But
he should definitely be punished.
It doesn't seem excessive to me.
Because okay.
I know it's really, really hot outside, but I don't know.
You would do this to Jack or Luke or Brody?
No, I didn't say that.
Why wouldn't you if you just said that it's
well,
okay?
Well, because my kids aren't thieves, and I do discipline my children, and I know them better than you know, say, other strangers. And mm-hmm. so for me, their discipline is different, even between the two of them, because one of them takes a certain punishment one way, one of them takes it a different way. Do you know what I mean? Even from the time they were little, Jack, you just have to mention, you know, the belt or the whatever, you know, mm-hmm. a spanking, and it was just like, whoo, straightens up. Luke was defiant and like, oh, yeah? Too bad you're weak. You know, like,
wow. Yeah.
So, It was different for even among my own children how I disciplined them. But as Skip was saying yesterday, like, consistent. You know, we should be loving. We should be reproofing them, but it should be with kind words. I just don't think this is. It's like, hey man, go outside. He's not relegated to, like, he doesn't have to live in this tent. I think the news is making it spin like they're kicking their kid into a tent. They're just making him go outside. We spent all summer outside when we were kids, you know?
I get that. Can he leave and go to the mall with his friends and stuff like that?
Not me. I don't know.
I don't think so. We're talking about this New Mexico
you
family.
Don't think so.
Punishes the family, the parents have kicked their 16-year-old son out of the house. He has to live in a tent during the day. He can come back in at 9 p.m. at night. He could, of course, use the bathroom during the day. They give him food and water, but he has to pretty much live during the day in a tent. And in the video, I mean, there's no shade. I mean, they're out in the wide open field, the
right.
desert in Berlin, and it's hot. Teo thinks bad parent?
No. I said it's an excessive punishment. I'm not making any judgment call on the parent. That is a different thing,
totally
because
different.
A good parent can make a bad decision.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
yeah,
but if the temperature is like 105 outside.
Bad decision.
Yeah.
Don't throw out a punishment, because I totally agree with Skip. You have to be consistent in your punishments. Don't throw out a punishment when you're emotional and angry.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I wish we could talk to these parents.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, man, I see. I'm kind of with Mateo on this one. Just because, man, I'm outside all day working, and I got all the water I need, too, because I work with pools.
Mm.
So, you know,
yep.
So I could jump in, and, you know, some people are like, just jump in real quick and dry out while you're cleaning the pool, man. It's freaking hot out here. And it's just in a tent, man. That's almost like a greenhouse effect, you know?
That's what I'm saying. It's
going to be even hotter inside of that tent.
Right. It's not like he's just sitting in the shade, people. He's in a tent. Tents,
yeah,
like,
man.
They're
crazy,
made.
I remember when I was a kid, well, I was like 17, 18, and I had made a lot of bad choices in my life, and my mom wouldn't allow let me go inside. She put blankets in my broke down car that was in the driveway, and I had to sleep in the car, and my wife and my son, who was probably like one at the time, she was just like, you're not coming in the house. See, there's blankets in there, and it was freaking cold. I could imagine that. And I was in San Diego, so it doesn't get really super cold
right.
or, like, super hot.
Right.
But dude, I was freezing in there, and I could just imagine if it was summertime, dude. Mm. That's just insane, man.
Tents are made to insulate heat.
Mm.
It would be different if they were
dude,
like, you got to sleep outside in a tent. They're not sleeping. This is during the middle of the day.
So here's the full punishment. At the very end of the story, they get to it. The teen has been living in this tent for the last 2 weeks. His parents issued this punishment. He has to stay in this tent for an entire month or complete 5 book reports meant to teach him about being a respectable man.
Are you kidding
yeah.
me? And why is he not doing the book report?
Exactly.
Because he's
what?
Probably enjoying the time away from the
so
family.
So I will
outside.
Say this. Not only am I sticking to my guns, now I'm like doubly going... Kid, he's been out there for 2 weeks, and all he has to do, it was like, hey, you're out here for a month or until you complete these book reports.
Obviously,
he's already been out there 2 weeks.
If he's been out there 2 weeks, it's not
and
that
hasn't
bad.
Done anything,
and it's not that bad.
Come on, kid,
it's not that bad of a punishment.
It's a stupid
it
kid.
Is. It's a weird, I will say this, it is definitely an odd punishment. Mm-hmm. It is so odd because looking at it, you're right, it looks like freaking District 9. Do you know what I mean? Like relegating him to like this weird. Look at that tent life, man. I will say that's a nicer tent than I own.
That's a nice tent.
Kind of mad about it. It's a pretty nice tent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is. There is no, you're right, there's no shade.
I mean, it's out in the desert.
Yeah.
Just wide open field.
Or complete 5 book reports.
5
book meant
reports.
To teach him about being a respectable man.
Man. Good stuff.
Shocking.
All right, we got to go to break. Thank you. 585 Live if you'd like to text the show. Chime in. Teo's got headlines.
Headlines.
We're going to wrap up the show. Don't go away.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The NBA championship.
Finding Dory coming in at number one with 136.2 million, making it the highest grossing animated debut of all time.
Great idea. You take me to find him.
Anton Yelchin, best known for playing Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies, has died. The 27-year-old killed by his own car as it rolled backward down his driveway in Studio City, according to police. National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre saying more gun control is not the answer.
Every American needs to start having a security plan. We need to be able to protect ourselves because they're coming.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying she owes it to the American people to put restrictions in place when someone wants to buy a gun.
And I think the American people deserve us to take the greatest amount of time and scrutiny that we can in the important decision of whether or not someone who's been implicated in this matter should in fact be able to buy a firearm.
In Canada, the mayor of Montreal has announced a plan to ban pit bulls.
Wildfires in at least four western states and Southern California. Crews have made gains against the Sherpa fire near Santa Barbara, but crews are concerned about the heat wave in the desert southwest, where fires are also burning in Arizona, Utah, and central New Mexico.
Oh yeah, that heat wave, you know, that causes fires. It's normal.
Dude.
We should just go set up some tents and sit outside.
Yeah. Guys, it's real important to hydrate, okay? You need to hydrate during the heat waves. 937.
High today of 100.
Let's take a look at the roads. That accident on the transition ramp, I-40 West and I-25, is still causing a little bit of hiccups. It looks like it's moved off to the side. So traffic is still flowing, but you might want to look out for it. That's your look at traffic.
Guys, I feel so good right now. I feel detoxed.
You're crazy.
I feel clean.
I do not feel well.
I feel healthy right now. I about died this morning eating a habanero, but I feel great.
Yeah, I do not.
Well, I lost. There's still a couple habaneros there.
I won, but I somehow lost.
Chow down. You want one?
Just go for it. Worst pain I've gone through in many
yeah,
years.
Yeah, dude.
I think getting tased was probably the worst. This is right behind it. At least with tasing, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over quick.
I'm with that. This is awful.
That time I ran from the cops. Don't run from the
okay.
cops, kids.
Stop it right now.
You run, you get tased.
You are a community person. People look to you as a voice of the community.
Tase it! Tase it!
No, it's me right there. Me. Yep. It's not you. That was definitely from
Man,
a movie.
That was rough.
It was definitely
Man,
not
Chewbacca
you.
Sounds great.
Man.
All right, we got some headlines.
Oh, yeah.
Get it together, man, okay?
You got it, dude. A truck carrying deli meat collided with a truck carrying bread. Insert joke here. This collision was a delicious coincidence. Heyo. Mm-hmm. A truck carrying deli meat got into a crash on a highway in Piscataway. Yeah, New Jersey on Friday morning with a truck carrying bread. It took about an hour and a half to clean up all the inadvertent sandwiches. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Inadvertent Sandwich is a great band name.
If it's the early
90s, yeah, and you sound like the Spin Doctors.
It's good.
Let's see. A pipe burst at the Willy Wonka factory, and it sent 11 people to the hospital.
Are you serious?
Did you guys know there was a Willy Wonka factory? Because I didn't.
Nestle's Willy Wonka candy manufacturing plant in Itasca, Illinois on Friday. Well, a pipe blew up, it burst, and there was a chemical in the pipe that they used to control humidity. So when it got into the air, a lot of employees got sick. 11 of them got golden tickets to the hospital because of nausea and breathing issues. Fortunately, thanks. It doesn't look like anything is too serious. I just hope Oompa Loompas get good health insurance.
Yeah. Dude, that factory has just gone downhill since Charlie took over. Okay. He is a terrible CEO.
He's a bad business manager. There's a difference.
I watched that documentary, and it was like, man, this is crazy what they did. Like, it was the first reality TV show, I believe.
It's not
they had these kids go through this thing, and it was real life. And Charlie won, but now look at him. He's an adult. He's not taking care of, like, the pipes. Things are bursting. Oompa Loompas are hospitalized.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to hold that kid, man, child accountable. Because he's probably an adult by this point, right?
Man. Mm-hmm.
A new survey found some of the weirder things people do when they're taking a shower or a bath. Here are five. Number five. Drum roll, please. Thank you. Finally. Well, firstly, one out of seven people say they've taken a conference call in the bathroom.
Weird.
I've done it. It's fine. It's a little echoey, but it's okay. Drum roll, please. Number four. People are 57% more likely to take a selfie in the shower than in the bathtub.
Weird. That's weird.
Come on, people.
I mean,
there's no reason to be dirty when you're trying to get clean. Thank you. Drum roll, please. Number three. One out of four people have used someone else's soap or shampoo without asking. I am one of these people.
Oh, no.
You can't help it when you're on the road.
We live together, man.
It's okay.
We live together.
Yeah, but it was a different bathroom.
That's true.
Drum roll, please. Number two. Women are also 44% more likely than men to sing in the shower.
Huh. That's weird. I love singing in the shower. The acoustics are amazing.
And finally. Number one. 53% of people go number one in the shower.
Of course.
That is so 53%.
Awesome. Yeah.
How many men make up the population? Because think about that for a second.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, as long as you aim for the drain, it ain't no thing. That's the motto in our house.
A guy from Arkansas was in court last week for an indecent exposure charge, and when he was done, he pulled down his pants, ran back into the courtroom, and yelled, "Court is back in session." So he was arrested again.
Oh my gosh!
What an idiot!
And with that, I've been given a joke that I will use for the rest of my life in many situations. And I'm pretty excited.
Oh man! That is the dumbest thing.
That's good stuff. We have a clip. We talked about this, I think, on Friday. John Cena spoke fluent Mandarin Chinese
so
the other
cool.
day. This is him.
刚对不起, 因为我会试着用中文, 但是大多数时候我的中文只马马虎虎。
马马虎虎。我会说慢,
我会说容易, 所以谢谢, 因为现在你们 得有很多耐心, 请允许我告诉你们, 一点关于WWE.
Yes. Dude, can I just say, people were saying how impressive it was because he wasn't reading from cue cards. He didn't have a teleprompter. There were times where he had to stop because he was trying to think about how to phrase the next thing. So he was speaking in front of the media and totally rocked it like a champion.
Real deal right there, John Cena.
Actually, we have some John Cena news from the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I know.
Last night.
Boo.
He was defeated by AJ Styles?
Yeah.
AJ Styles beat John Cena?
Lame.
What?
I know. They Weird. Turned Cena into a jobber, man.
And he's a company dude. Last night, LeBron James delivered Cleveland's first championship in any sport in 52 years.
Dude.
When the Cavaliers defeated the Golden State Warriors 93-89 in Game 7 of the NBA championship. LeBron was named the MVP,
yeah, he was.
Which was a no-brainer since he led all players on both teams in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks over the whole series.
That's
Dude,
enough.
Think about that. That is so impressive.
Yeah.
You have to give it up for Bron.
Hold on a second. If I hear another person compare LeBron James to Michael Jordan...
I mean, he is number 23.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
It's ridiculous.
You cannot.
Obviously, Bron is bigger. He's faster.
You know
he's stronger.
You know what it is? It's like comparing Paul to Moses.
You know what? Yes.
In biblical terms.
I was thinking more like they're Paul both, to Jesus.
They're both huge biblical patriarchs. Mm. Well, you can't compare anybody to Jesus.
Right. But that's what he's saying.
Biblical patriarchs, but they
MJ's
both
Jesus.
Did they served at different times and in different capacities.
Basketball was
similar things.
Way more competitive.
Yeah,
it was a completely different game.
LeBron James beating the Golden State Warriors is bigger than Jordan ever beating the Utah Jazz. You know I'm right.
It's a different ball game now.
No, because that
completely
was listen
different.
To me. LeBron James
is a babe.
His team
it's
was the Utah Jazz.
It's a baby.
And the Bulls
he's a flopper.
Were the Golden State Warriors.
They're a bunch of floppers.
The Utah
now.
Jazz just beat the Bulls, and that is huge.
Now, did you just trump that?
Huge.
Did you?
Huge.
Can't even compare. Stop comparing LeBron to Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Especially if you're under the age of 20,
yeah, and you
shut
never
your
saw,
mouth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you
if
can't
you
even,
see MJ.
If you never watched MJ play,
yeah.
You cannot
no,
speak
MJ,
to him.
I believe he's the greatest athlete on the planet. I believe he. I mean, just not even just basketball player, athlete. Because yeah.
He played baseball.
He was not great at
he
baseball.
He was a professional swimmer.
He was not.
No, he was a horseback rider.
You need to leave.
He was a paraglider.
He was a phenomenal basketball player. There are none like Jordan. I agree. Because when Kobe came in, they were like, dude, Kobe's the next MJ. And he was phenomenal, but he still wasn't MJ. And I still think Kobe trumps LeBron even. I do. Kobe was phenomenal, but he still wasn't Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Kobe was probably the closest thing to Michael Jordan.
I literally just said
the closest thing.
I wish people would
listen. I'm reading a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff. Different times, different players. It says that... Jordan won all those championships during an era that is perceived as more physical, while James thrives in an era where an NBA record 55,137 three-pointers were jacked up in the 2014-2015 season.
There you go.
James could have dominated during Jordan's time, and Jordan could have dominated the current NBA landscape. So that whole thing is a wash. You can't argue either side.
You can.
I mean,
you gotta be good about it if you're gonna do it.
They don't know. The hell, who knows? How do they know?
You know.
They don't know.
According to a new study, 59% of us share news stories on social media without actually reading the entire story.
I just did that this morning.
We just read the headline and repost it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what we should play a game where we make up a story, and we put the most clickbaity headline we can possibly find in there, and then we all share it, and we see what happens.
Two truths and a lie.
But then when we get into the story, it goes into the realm of the fantastic.
Ooh.
Dinosaurs, time travel,
I'm gonna write it
dino
down.
Riders. You know what I'm saying.
What do I call it?
Headline, let's see here. Chili
lies.
Pepper.
Headline lies.
Wait, I got it.
Headlines.
Headlines.
Chili Pepper kills New Mexico man with AK-47.
Wait, so the man was holding the AK-47
no, the
or
chili
the chili pepper
was.
Used one?
And the most staggering event in human history, a chili pepper used an AK-47 to kill a man. You heard it here first.
Because we
made it up.
Our friend Paul in Houston just said that Bo Jackson was a better athlete than Michael Jordan because he was an all-star in two sports, next level in both.
Ooh. Bo knows basketball.
No way.
That's a pretty solid man. He got me on that one.
Two guys in Florida recently got in a fight over yams that ended in gunfire. No one died, luckily. We talked about Anton Yelkin earlier. He was killed in a freak accident in his driveway in L.A. on Saturday night. He played Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he got out of his car. It rolled back and pinned him against a pillar. He was 27 years old.
So
our
sad.
Thoughts and prayers go out to that family. That sucks.
So sad.
A 24-year-old woman got into it with employees at a grocery store in New York City earlier this month because her nephew was riding through the store on his hoverboard. Then someone hit her in the face with a peach and gave her a massive black eye.
Man.
Par for the course when you're in New York.
Yeah.
Don't go grocery shopping.
We will be there. Not grocery shopping. We should grocery shop. Probably save us some money.
No.
Come
okay,
on.
So,
hoverboards?
No.
Yeah, dude. You can get a Swift hoverboard at the grocery store. I saw some kid riding around, and then this lady started screaming, so I threw a peach at her.
Hey, man.
No, okay.
I had to get out of there.
I want to give you this
hoverboard.
I think it hit
her in the face.
But I need to use it. So can I use it?
Well, could you eat this pepper first?
No.
We just brilliantly recapped the entire
show.
Gosh, I'm
so thirsty.
Okay, a love note Michael Jordan wrote to a girl in grade school is hitting the auction block.
Ooh.
Talk to me. What did the letter say?
Only you can brighten my day. Only you can show me the way. Only you can accept my love. Wrong accept. You and the great man above.
What?
Only you can kiss my cheek. When I with you, I never fear defeat. I hope you grow very, very tall, because right now, you haven't grown at all. My face shows happiness in blue, because I will love only you.
Okay. MJ, that thing's going to sell for...
How much would a poem written by LeBron go for?
Nah, 50 bucks.
Who cares?
You guys are haters.
You're a hater. You're a bandwagoner.
Oh, of course I am. I don't care about LeBron.
You're a bandwagoner.
You love him.
I mean...
You want to marry him.
I don't want to marry him.
Wrestling legend and WWE color commentator Jerry the King Lawler was arrested for assaulting his fiance and suspended indefinitely from the WWE.
Guys, horrible. Speaking of assaulting, have you guys seen my eye?
It
looks
worse?
Like I'm wearing eyeshadow. Yeah.
Man, it's looking real good over there. It's a beautiful shade. What do you call that?
It's like a frisbee to the eye yesterday.
Man,
I feel like I am terrible at frisbee.
I feel like it should be called Purple Bruise Rouge.
I like that.
I have audio of Steve-O getting whacked in the face.
That was everyone else around me. Yeah. That seriously happened. Not a single person was like, oh my gosh, bro, are you okay? Everyone went down in tears.
Oh, yeah.
Because I we were rocking this frisbee game last night, and I like just went for it. Like, I got this. Like this cool, I'm going to one hand this mamma jamma because I'm the man. And I went, whoop, and just missed. Completely missed it. Hit me right in the eye. I saw stars. I went down.
I saw stars.
Yeah. Ba-boom. Now I have a sweet shiner.
Rio de Janeiro has declared a financial emergency.
Oh, that's not good.
And they are requesting immediate funds for the Olympics. In case you haven't been paying attention for the past few months, the 2016 Summer Olympics are shaping up to be a disaster.
No, we'll do it live!
Proportions. Thanks, Bill. Neither Rio nor Brazil are ready to host the event or the 500,000 spectators expected to flood the area. With massive political unrest, an out-of-control crime rate, the worst economic crisis in decades, alarming public health concerns, and the Zika virus all ravaging the area, well, now Rio's calling out for some help.
Some eyewitnesses down there right now talking about just the chaos down there.
It's a war zone. Oh. There are explosions. There are bombs going on. I can't even describe it.
The Olympics are set to kick off August 5th, and with no end to Brazil's myriad troubles in sight, things could get ugly. At this point, Thomas Bach, president of the International Olympic Committee, increasingly looks like Wallace Hartley, dutifully leading his band as disaster envelops it. That's
okay,
the guy.
Okay.
That was on the Titanic. After all the warning signs have been pushed aside, it is now almost certainly too late to cancel,
That's
too late
ridiculous.
To postpone, and too late to move the Rio Olympics.
There's so
but is
many
it too
Olympic
late now
athletes.
To say sorry?
There's so many athletes that are bailing. They're not going to do it. They're not going to risk it.
They're just not going to go.
Yeah, this is going to be the worst Olympics ever.
We'll all just have to ride it out, pray that somehow it avoids becoming a calamity.
Is your boy LeBron going to be there?
Oh, I'm sure he will be.
Yeah.
What?
I doubt it. He's a baby.
Yeah, right. That nobody's going to go
scared
down there.
Scared of the Zika.
And that, my friends, is all my news. I did it.
All right, before we get out of here, I want to talk about this new trend. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Teo, I really want you to do this with your baby.
Teo.
Because this is hilarious.
Which baby, the human or the cat?
You're human, baby.
I just...
Danger.
Sometimes people mean beans.
There's a new trend seeing how many Cheerios you can stack on your baby.
Oh, I just
look at
so
mad.
Look at that.
Oh, so mad this came out post-baby for me.
I got this all day long.
Yeah. I got to do it.
I would
Wait,
be the king.
Are those Cheerios or Fruit Loops?
Both.
Because Fruit Loops are bigger than
and
Cheerios.
And Apple Jacks. Look at that. Apple Jacks on
Apple
the nose.
Apple Jacks
you got
Jacks
Fruit
are
Loops
huge.
On the forehead at the same time.
Look at that.
What
just
about
stacking
like an
them.
Inner tube ring?
Well, I don't know about
don't
that.
Don't do that. That could be dangerous.
Let's keep it at, you know.
Don, Cheerio Challenge. We're doing this with Johnny Danger. It's going to happen.
Yeah, when the baby falls asleep, the dads are stacking Fruit Loops or Cheerios on the baby's head or cheek or nose to see how many they can stack up. And then you snap a photo and you share it. So there you go. They're pretty cute.
I remember how you love me.
It's called the Cheerio Challenge.
Cheerio Challenge. We're going to do it. Wait, maybe, Dex, I'll wait till you fall asleep. And then I'll show up. And then me and Lando will do this to you.
You probably could. Yeah, you could.
I got to ask Lando what our budget is. What's our budget?
All right, we're done today. If you missed any of the show, the podcast will be up in just a little bit. Man, we ate habaneros this morning.
That was a terrible idea.
Here's a little taste of that.
And you would be launching the largest aerial attack. History of mankind.
Yeah, these two made me do the speech for Independence Day while eating the habanero.
The words
I don't want to do this.
We're doing it, buddy.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences.
And that's why.
No. I almost died.
We will be united in common interest.
Amen. Turn it up. I can't hear you enough.
Perhaps it's fate that a 4th of July.
If you missed the video, we went live on Facebook, and we also have it up at star88.fm. Just click on the Watch Now link, and you can rewind all the footage. You can just rewind it.
Just loving y'all. Just loving y'all.
Oh, anything on the live line before we get out of here you guys wanted to say? Anybody chiming in? Because we got to go, guys.
Our boy Paul in Houston said this. The closing line of Michael Jordan's love letter says,
oh, gosh.
If I want to go out with you, I better hustle. If you say no, I'm going to push you down like you were someone named Byron Russell. Boom!
Yeah! Who is that?
He played for the Utah Jazz, and MJ just...
I know Karl Malone and John Stockton. I'll leave it at that.
That's all you need to know. We love you, Stormy. Have an amazing day. We'll see you on New Music Tuesday. Mañana. Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.